You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Bow, 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 ba-dam-ba-dam-a. What's up, everybody? How we doing? We're here, and half of us are queer.
Right? Literally there. Half of one
literally,
of us.
Yeah. Zach likes a dick or two.
Do you really?
Every once in a while, I like to mix it up.
Hang on, man. Aww. What the fuck? I love you. What?
Yeah, every once in a while. I've been known to dabble.
Dabble in what?
Just occasionally. Sometimes there's a gentleman in there. I prefer the term heteroflexible.
Wow, are you flexible?
Surprisingly so, I wrestled.
Wow. So, whoa, Jesus Christ. We'll just fucking cancel everybody else today. Everybody else is late. And this motherfucker is here.
I'm just here bringing the interesting.
Babe, did I call you babe? What the fuck's going on with me? You sound a little off. Let me hear you.
Check one, two, check one, two, check. Hello. This is me. Yeah, this is me talking.
Buddy. So you fucking dabbling a little like that? Now let me ask you a question. Are you talking about with your Depot? What are you doing?
Lowering my mic, dude.
Well, fucking lower your mic. You lowered everybody's
mic. You lowered
mic.
Everyone's mic. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Fucking selfish Indian. see how that's they are. That's how they are.
That's how they are. I know.
That's how I am. Don't fucking drag.
No, your whole culture.
I'm dragging a lot of people down with me.
I'm not talking Indian. I'm talking nerdy thin dudes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The worst.
The worst. So. All right, so of course we got Deepu in the house, the master fucking video, the guy who created it all. Everybody's trying to copy. Everybody wants to know his fucking secrets.
Are people admitting that now? Is that on the record?
No, I'm just making that
up.
Oh,
damn it.
We got fat ass Scopo who's swinging his touche over to the fucking door right now. Someone just showed up. We got the beautiful Lauren.
What's up?
Oh, what's up, baby? And we got Zach.
Hey, buddy.
The Zach Galifianakis fucking evil brother. No?
I hate that.
I'm sorry. We got Zach back.
You're every old drunk guy when I do bar shows. Like Zach Galifianakis, right? No, like
But, dude, that's so fucking interesting, man. I didn't know. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you go with a dude, like just a dude? Like, if I met you, if I was at a bar and you're like, oh, what's up? And we started hanging. And I was like, dude, let's go back and fucking hang out.
It's a very every once in a while thing. And usually it's very, like, feminine, like, long haired Twinkie dudes.
Really?
Yeah. Do they like the Prince Albert, though?
I don't know. I've never fucked a dude in the ass.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's. I got to get into this, man, because can I say something? This never happens where a guy is, at least with me, where a guy is that open and okay with his sexuality. First of all, okay with yourself and cool with who you are and okay with his sexuality enough to just be like, yeah, fuck you. This is the way it is, especially on this alpha male show. Can you turn that down a little bit, please? You know, that's really interesting to me, man. I mean, once in a while. So you like feminine dudes?
Yeah, for me, like, I just think sexuality is a very fluid thing, and everybody has their own mix. And mine happens to, you know, swing that way sometimes. Very rarely, you know.
Right.
Once in a blue moon, but I won't turn it down. If it makes my dick hard, it makes my dick hard. Who am I to fucking argue with it?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, anything can make your dick hard.
Well,
I could have a little kid could fucking crawl on your lap if you have no, you know, if you have boxer shorts on, your dick will pop up. You'll have to fight it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The kid.
Well, did you ever go over fucking your cousin's house for Christmas? A bunch of little kids running around. You got sweatpants on.
I've never done that before.
Chris is way too hot.
Sorry,
Jesus Christ, you
I am
fucking
hot today. I feel it. Yeah. My hair looks good.
Yeah.
Too bad the Mets lost.
Too bad your act isn't following your hair career.
Well, that would be a headliner, so.
What's up, brother? How you
How
doing?
How are you?
You're right there, dude. Hey, no. so Actually, let's put you right in the main seat, okay? Right in the main seat.
Yeah.
Aaron Berg is here. Me, if I had willpower.
Yeah.
I'm him if he had a career.
It's no. True. It's starting, Bobby. I can feel it. I feel it. It's magical.
Well, it's funny. We were just talking to Zach. Do you know Zach?
Yeah, I know Zach from... that's for you, by the way.
Oh, I fucking love you.
Yeah.
Ah! I'll go talk about this in a little bit.
Yeah, Zach and I go way back.
Have you guys ever had sex?
Not together.
No.
I'm sure he has had sex in
general.
Well,
no, he was just telling me that he goes with dudes once in a while. Not like dudes like me or you, but like a feminine Twinkie dude. He'll be like, whatever. Fucking
like a Deepu.
Yeah, hook up with it. No, better than that, right?
I'll catch a beach from a dude with eyeliner every once in a while.
Yeah, you'll fucking meet some weird dude at a fucking comic a con.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know that about that.
I didn't
that.
Know it either, but I fucking...
Is this a new thing?
No, I've been talking about it for like two or three years
you
now.
You said that like you were having a threesome and the guy just put it in your mouth. And that's how it went.
No, that was way after that.
Oh, okay. So you've been others than that.
Yeah, tons of. Yeah, when I was in college.
Tons.
Usually it's like guy girl threesomes with another dude who's also half a fag.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So, but you've been with just a dude. You just been met a dude once.
It's occurred.
Yeah, and you just go home.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I'll do it in my friend's bed just to make them uncomfortable.
Really? With the guy in the bed?
Oh yeah, just to ruin their night.
I don't get. Wait a minute. You slow down. Are you fucking with me? Like you?
No, I actually jerked a dude off on my friend's bed once, just because I thought it was funny that he came on his bed.
Oh. And you left it there.
That's pretty funny, dude.
It's pretty funny.
I mean,
it'd be a horrible roommate, though.
That's a funny. It's funny in the gay world and the heterosexual world.
Yeah.
So you just jerked a dude off. That's it.
Yeah. That time.
What the fuck? Not that bad.
What, jerking a guy off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it isn't for you, you slut from Jersey. It's and you don't give
it.
A head, so that's your only option. You know how many people were fucking booing you on the internet?
Oh, are you one of those girls that like, I have lockjaw? I hate that.
No, back in my day, I was pretty much the BJ queen. But, like, you know, I'm over it now.
Well, when you were 14?
Yeah.
When was your day?
Like, 13 to, like, 22.
A lot of uncles and priests.
Yeah. 22? Yeah. You stopped? 22?
I calmed down a bit. But yeah, it was wild.
Oh,
so who's blown more, Zach or you?
Definitely her. Definitely her.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely her.
Half of North Jersey.
Have you ever blown a guy?
Only twice.
Really? Did you like it?
Nah.
It was whatever.
Yeah, not really for me.
But they blew you.
Oh yeah.
So you'll take a blowjob.
I'm just selfish.
You'll take a blowjob from somebody.
Yeah.
We need to get a blowjob. Do you have to take the ring out of your cock or not?
I used to not have to. Now I have to because the ring's too big.
Right.
And I don't want to hear the whole time.
Yeah, right. Why not? Some guys love that.
I want to hear it once in my life.
I like getting spit on now. I like that. And it doesn't have to be a but like a little poo.
Well, for me, you know what bothers me? It's the sound of the ring hitting like their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Clink.
It sounds painful.
The poor twink has to get a fucking dental plan when they suck his cock. Yeah, well, dental plan wasn't the real joke. It was, fuck everybody. Give me the bandana.
Yeah.
Give it to me. I'll take the bomb first. I always get it first. You know what? Because I take risks. I'm a risk taker.
I had a little Mexican girl once.
There he is.
The owner. The owner of all is in the room.
Like
everybody bow. He's here to get some kowtow. That didn't rhyme, but whatever.
Cow-tow.
What's up, Noam? How you doing? Sit down, buddy. Yeah. Come on, sit down. You own it.
A whole bunch of people didn't show up. How are you, Noam? Nice to see you.
The owner of all. You know Zach?
Yes.
Zach is...
Hello.
He was here last time. You know Lauren. You know Scopo. You know Deepu.
What's Lauren's role?
She is actually helping Deepu. I mean, Chris Scopo with a bunch of stuff, so... yeah, the mic is annoying. Hurry up and finish whatever you're doing.
It's
just annoying. Just annoying. We're talking about, can you... All right, that's good. Just figure it out.
I'll handle. Don't worry about me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, that's annoying. We're hearing it, so just fix it. Oh, that's just annoying.
He owns everything.
Where are you?
Okay.
Now it's fixed. It's totally fixed.
All right, good. All right,
now,
good.
I haven't been here since you renovated. This is lovely.
How great is it?
Yeah, it's great. It's very spacious.
Tony, who works, I mean, at both places, he's Noam's main man who... does all the carpentry at both clubs.
Yeah.
Anything needs fixed. I mean, he is the guy, a master at everything. I wrote it down on a napkin.
And not a rapist or a drug dealer.
No, but he's great.
Trump says.
I mean, his wife is one of the managers here, and I wrote it on. I go, this is what I want. This is the table I want. This is what I wanted to do on a fucking napkin, and he made this.
Yeah, this is a great table. This is like a late night table.
This actually our lights up, but that broke like the first week. Isn't that the, isn't that happen with everything new? Perfect. Everything, even a car. It's like, yeah, check out that. I got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
But anyways, we were just talking about. Zach, I don't know how to keep reintroducing it, but fucking Zach will hook up with a dude once in a while. Noam actually got a massage and a hand job from a guy. Thai boy, right? Was it a massage or
what the hell are you talking about?
The massage you got a massage by a boy. Man,
yeah, not a hand job,
but but a massage.
No, I when I was in Korea, I met this. can you turn my headphones up a little bit?
Yeah, sure, I'll turn whatever you need up. you're turning everything up on us.
Steve Fabricant was with me when I was in Korea. I made friends with this. By today's standards, I think you're supposed to call him a she.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He was a he.
Yeah,
and and he kind of fell in love with me.
Right, who wouldn't?
Yeah, and
oh, so Jewish.
And that's Japanese, you dumbass.
It's all the same to me.
And he began to relate to me like my girlfriend. It was weird.
Well, that's because you kept taking him out to dinner, buying him fucking shoes.
And
swimsuits.
His name
bikinis.
Was O.J. Hyung.
Yeah. I love that you remembered it. You were in love.
Well, yeah, and
he wrote him a lot of songs.
Everybody's
gay. He served me
today.
Tea under a Solnamu tree.
This happened. Fuck you. This happened because there's no way you can just make that up.
This happened, and he was a TV star in Korea. Actually.
Oh, so we're gonna manage here.
And then you know,
I have a club in New York. You can come down. You work it. You come down. Join my band.
Well, and it was weird because, to be honest, like we were hanging out and we were at a party and stuff, and I began to think it was a girl. Like he's not dressed as a girl, but he was dainty and
yeah, like you.
And I kept, way more dainty.
Like Deepu.
No.
Daintier.
Even daintier.
Daintier. And deep. The Asians get next level dainty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty dainty. Like
fragile, write that down, dumb.
Dainty.
Why would you even fucking take?
Because
shut up. Everybody's gay. We're all gay. Good.
So then
can
that
you write down
that ended. You know, I went back to New York.
I hope it ended.
And then he, like 6 months later, he shows up in New York.
Oof. And your dick popped out of your jeans.
And he stayed in my apartment.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Stop.
It's sugar daddy. That's sugar daddy.
Okay. So why did he, she, stay in your apartment?
I think he was sleeping in my apartment or he was just there all the time. Actually, I don't quite remember. But Juanita was freaking out.
Your wife now. Why was she freaking?
Because he
I'm
gave
kidding. Better head than I her. Know why she's freaking. You had a little man boy living in your apartment.
Yes. I bought her your semen in Thailand. I bring it to you.
But the thing is,
remember, you'll come on my back. I keep it. I mix it in with sriracha sauce.
What kind of sauce?
Sriracha.
So I would come home from work or whatever it is.
And you get nice blowjobs.
No.
You'd give nice blowjobs.
And he would have dinner
sleeping?
On the table.
Really?
And he would put my shoes away.
Oh, he's perfect.
He really was like a house. And Juanita would fucking hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because he was taking care of me in a way. And he'd be like, she doesn't do this for you. You need somebody.
Where is he? Yeah, yeah. We're going to get him back in your life.
I don't know. I've tried to find him, actually.
Facebook.
I haven't been able to find him.
Misconnections on Craigslist.
OJ Hyung. If anybody, the Koreans listen to you? No, they're probably working.
Well, yeah, we're going to find. We need to find. What did he do for
you?
We
got to hire a PI or something.
He's a TV personality.
Here? Yeah.
No, in Korea. And a big one.
How do you spell it?
Yeah, what's his
name? H-U-N-G.
I don't know how to spell it. It's in Korean. But the last name would be Hyung.
H-U-E-N-G.
H-U-H-Y-U-N-G. But I think. In Korean,
he's Korean.
It's actually backwards. It'd be like Hyung OJ. Like they put
why?
The first name and last name backwards.
Something? Why is it gayer what he did for you than Zach actually blowing a guy? Why is that gayer?
Well, and then just the final thing, I'll tell you that.
Zach just wanted to get off. You were in love.
So the final thing is then Juanita
came
home.
Do you think he is or was?
40 now.
He's 40 now? Right, he still looks 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you mean was? You
she found makeup all over the bathroom one day.
Right.
And accused me of cheating.
Why?
But it was his.
But it turned out to be OJ's makeup.
So OJ put on the makeup so when you fucked.
Listen, I didn't fuck
you.
With
look
you.
At me.
You
look
had a geisha.
It's okay.
Look,
I click
look
you.
Look at me. I want you to look at me. You're on camera right now. Can you zoom in on him?
Yeah, sure.
And zoom in on me, okay?
No, it's
look at me,
it's
please.
It's creepy to look at you.
creepy to look at me. You look at fucking Ung Young for fucking 9 hours. Young. Well, he's putting makeup on. Hey, did you?
Not Ung Young. O.J. Young.
O.J. Young.
I can't.
Hung J. Young. If did you have sexual relations with O.J. Young?
No, I never
look
had,
at me.
I never had sexual relations with O.J. Young.
Okay, now, did you put a cigar in his bum?
No, I didn't put a cigar
did in you ever see his penis?
No.
Look at me.
No.
Did you ever?
I never saw
look,
his penis.
You look that way. Look at me.
I never
You're
saw
on
his
camera.
Penis.
Did he ever see your penis?
No.
You blinked and you turned your head. That's a lie. Look at me. Stay straight.
Now he's
look
defensive.
At me.
Stay straight.
Just defensive. Yeah. Yep. See? Just look at me. Don't look away.
Listen, you could ask me anything under this grueling conditions that I'd have trouble.
Listen,
look, you're
staring at you, can't move.
Where is the Korean? Look at me. Where is he hiding?
Okay.
Do you answer this question? Yeah. Do you love your wife?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Bobby, that's true. That is true.
That is true. Yeah. Now, did you ever fantasize about maybe hooking up with him?
No.
Bobby, I'm picking up an increased heart rate. Yeah. The hot rate of
let me ask
rise.
You another question. Did he ever touch you?
No.
Massage.
He gave me a massage, yeah.
Wait, did you have a shirt on? That's a no.
I don't remember.
Who has
maybe
a,
not.
Who has a shirt on a massage?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it seems like I wouldn't have.
If I got a massage from Zach, I'd have my shirt on.
Yeah.
I go bareback.
Thank you, buddy.
We know you do.
I think even massage kind of like began to... I think he began to massage... down towards my butt, I think.
Yeah, you have to get that.
One thing to remember. One thing about my wife, she has a photographic or, you know, a
memory.
Pristine memory of anything that ever happened to me.
Especially when her husband went gay.
Remember those 3 weeks when I was
remember
taking
the 3 weeks
man
when you
pussy? Clear as day. Now I'm clear as day.
Hey, do you remember the yes, I do. So that's crazy, man. So you fell in love with a little boy in Thailand. You had a little man boy that you brought back.
I mean, if he had been a woman,
yeah,
I would have found him attractive.
Yeah.
Really? So you found him attractive as a man a little bit?
I'm saying that his person, like, it was nice to come home and have supper on the table and get a massage and have her sit at my feet when I was drinking tea and stuff. It was
he misses the dog.
No, they're sitting on my feet. I'm kidding. But she really took care of me for that week. But she stayed with me.
I think it's because the type of people that they are. I think that they're ingrained to take care of people like that, whereas Americans aren't.
Yeah, I don't do shit Puerto for Ricans, my husband. Yeah.
What's that?
I don't do shit for my husband.
I know. That's not a good thing, though, Baba. You think you... First of all, you're really setting it up just for people not to like you, Laura.
I know.
You don't
sorry.
Give blowjobs.
You don't give blowjobs.
She used to give a ton.
I used to give a ton. I'm just like
she was
like
the queen
tired,
of head back
you know?
In the day.
It's like a job.
Yeah, but now she doesn't...
That's what they call it.
I know. Yeah.
It's not blow fun, honey.
No, it's not.
It's, more not. It's more of a suck favor.
How long have you been with your husband for?
2 years married.
And no blowjobs.
No, I do.
But anal you
do. We've already talked about this. We've already talked about this. Yeah. She doesn't suck. She doesn't.
She's married. I didn't realize. What wife is giving blowjobs?
Yeah.
Dawn was on my side of the bed last night. I was like, look, if you're not touching my dick, beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it. If you're not touching my pecker, get the fuck out. Right here. We got Mike Lawrence just stepped in. What's up, buddy?
Did you really say that to your wife?
Not in that tone. We were joking when I said it. I was joking here now, but apparently you didn't get the joke, so you made it serious, and then you made me feel like a rapist.
Well, did you say it half-kidding? I mean,
yeah, I was kidding. She laughed. She got it.
But you meant it.
Yeah, I meant it, but I was kidding. She can do whatever she wants. I mean, why are you fucking ripping apart the joke? It bombed. Let it bomb, you fucking analytical ass.
Well, because you're viewing it as a joke, and I'm viewing it as an insight into your relationship.
Exactly,
with your
that's the
that's
problem.
That's interesting.
This
to people.
Is the problem with you. This is the problem with you. Look at me. This is the problem.
Stop
with you.
Look at me.
Look at me. This is the problem with you because you don't look when we talk. You gotta look. You look.
Did
up
you
at the
enter
ceiling.
The Asian boy?
I think I walked in on the evolution of podcasts. It wasn't funny, so let's try to make it important. Now.
Yeah, it's like, let it bomb. I have it. I'm with it. We were talking about Mike. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm late.
We're going to get into Comic-Con later. Don't you worry.
I'm fine. We don't need to talk about it.
We're talking about Zachy. He was talking about Zach, who is a new favorite of the show.
Yeah, Zach's great.
He's awesome. And he was talking about like how he just, you know, he'll hook up with a dude once in a while. No big deal, whatever. And, you know, he's done not all the time. He's got a chick. He likes chicks. Done some threesomes, hooked up with a guy and that. And then once in a while, we'll hook up with a feminine little boy, and Noam actually fell in love with a little boy in Vietnam, correct? He literally fell in love with a little boy, and the little boy came back here.
That's so bad.
He came back here, a man boy. It's a man boy.
Yeah, it's a man
came
boy.
Back to the States and lived with Noam for a month. And gave him massages and tea and rubbed his feet and, you know, cursed his girlfriend at the time, now wife. Yeah. Like, she doesn't treat you right. Hey, would you ever sleep? Would you ever have that? Would you ever have?
I was with a guy in college for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. You, really?
Yeah.
Wait, stop, Michael. I fucking love you more now.
Yeah,
I didn't even know I put together the gay podcast.
He fucking wore the pink shirt. He like knew he was going to talk about this today.
So you slept with a guy for 3 weeks.
I mean, we never like butt fucked, but you know, hand jobs and stuff.
Yeah,
it was the worst hand job I ever had. That's why I was like, no, I thought we were supposed to be the best at this.
Oh, really?
It was like aggressive. Like he was taking all the hate he had about his parents on my dick. Mm-hmm. Like it was rough.
Really?
Yeah.
This is so fucking crazy. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's one thing about. The one thing about gay porn, which I've watched before, just for a few minutes. It's what it doesn't do for me is that gay guys, even when they give head, it's like the way you're supposed to give head.
Yeah.
You know, like women give head. And it's a whole thing. It's a little balls, and then they lick the top and kiss it.
You know what I heard?
Look at you. You know what I mean? Like, guys just go, and make you come. And even, like, with hand jobs, it's like, just fucking, it's aggressive. There's no sexiness to it. Like when you watch that.
It's just, what do you want? Yeah, it's like a hardware store. It's fucking awesome.
See, I like a harsh hand job.
You do?
I like an angry hand job. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Why do you need the world to tell you it hates you in more ways than it already has? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Aaron was talking about, like, blowjobs. He was talking about, like, I love a spit blowjob. Yeah. I love a wet blowjob. I love. Just,
I got one last thing.
Like Zach would volunteer to be the middle of a human centipede. Like that's what I love about him. You know, it's different perspectives, and you learn about yourself.
Yeah, that's great.
I really do love a wet, dirty blowjob.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't need like not that, but a little love it.
I like a yeah. What do you like, Noam?
Little Asian boys.
Yeah.
A little whore. Yeah.
No, can I tell a story? I had a threesome one time with two black girls.
I was going to say guys. I was going to be so happy.
And the one girl was giving the other girl, was fingering the other girl.
Can't wait till Jersey comes up and hears any of this.
And she fingered her so hard that the other girl started bleeding.
Nice.
Yeah.
Verzi brought his kids. And he's like, ah, jeez.
You could re-pop your cherry. She probably popped
her cherry. She didn't pop
her
cherry. She was doing it so rough.
She and cut her open.
I'm like,
wait, you can re-pop a cherry? Yeah. What, like how Superman saves Lois at the end of the first one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like fly around the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Backwards.
He just does it fast enough that the cherry re-pops.
You need me to get up?
No. He's going to sit over here.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, you think that it's kind of the same thing. You think that, she'd be like super gentle and knowing about the way she did it. But no, she was horrible.
Paul Versey's in the house. All right. Well, I'm just going to catch you up real quick, brother, because I don't want to go over it again.
A lot of gay shit.
Zach has been with a couple guys here and there, no big deal. Just, you know.
Wait, what do you mean?
Guys, like, you know, a guy and a guy.
Why do you look like the Beastie Boys tour manager?
Hang on one second. Before you get all fucking crazy, let me just go through it before you say, what do you mean? I'm going to explain after.
Okay.
He's been with a couple guys here and there. Mike went with a dude for 3 weeks in college. Noam was with a man boy in Vietnam and brought her back. He lived with him for a couple weeks. And Aaron is full-blown homosexual.
Yeah, it's just been blowing
He just came out of the
random
closet. Yeah, no, seriously, not him, but everybody else is sure.
We kept saying Canadian, but then we found the truth.
Yeah. He's so nice.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
All right, no, nothing. That's a lot to walk into. But. What if he just got up and walked right back out?
Just got in his car and went back up to Westchester.
These city queers.
Yeah. And Robert sucked a dick for a steak one time.
I want to say, you know when Ren Azizi came out and admitted that he wasn't in the towers?
I mean, well, first off, he didn't. He was caught.
Yeah. Right, he was caught.
He didn't confess. He was caught.
I'm going to admit. In the same vein, I want to admit that I didn't suck a guy's dick for a steak.
I don't believe it.
I told the story, and
it was for a chicken parm.
It was actually just me and another kid, and we gave each other the hand jobs when we were young, young. Yeah. But it was it was like first grade-ish type shit.
Can you do like a sincere apology about this on Twitter?
I want to say to Gnome, because I know you like man boys, and you guys who've been with men, I apologize.
These guys only admitted it because you fucking catfished them into it. You made them feel comfortable with the steak story.
Bobby, we thought this was a safe space.
You know, the PTSD that we really have to deal with.
Weird podcast.
You know,
you fucking catfished all of them. Zach's girlfriend.
There are people out there who have died for steaks, and you motherfuckers.
Someone's trying to get Mike Lawrence's midnight residuals now. It's fucking turning into a nightmare.
I think it's fucking...
But wait, was there a steak involved?
There was. There was a steak.
Well, that's the part, I mean, we always believe.
He put it over Bobby's eye after he blackened it.
How funny was that, Mike? Well, that's the part we always believe. He snuck a fat joke in there.
Yeah.
I just think it. Look, man. Versi's just sitting here. I know, but what the fuck, Bob? Later, we're gonna be smoking a cigar. Dude, you fucking bring me every sucker.
What if you decide to reveal this as a favor to Ranazizi? Like, look, man, I'm gonna take the heat for you.
I'm gonna take the heat.
I know people have been mean.
You know, just get off the topic of sucking dick.
Yeah.
But I actually heard Ranazizi on Stern. We talked about it on the show, I heard him on Howard Stern, and I'm done. I got it. I know what he did.
Yeah.
He explained it. You know, Ranazizi, what happened?
I heard the story a little bit.
Well, basically, he told a story that he was in the buildings, and he became the 9/11 comic that he was in the building. Everybody who met him, famous, would be like, you were in the building.
Well, it was in his press kit. He talked about it on Marin. So,
he talked about it on Marin. He talked about it on a bunch of podcasts, actually, like three major podcasts. What's wrong? You still talking?
No. It's just, you know. I'm friends with, like, I like Steve, and Steve's been good to me, so it's kind of like a weird thing for me to talk about, but you know.
He's like,
I mean?
Can we get back to the gay shit? Can we please?
Yeah, right?
So that I understand.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm friends with Steve. Can we go back to that? No, it's just,
it's not a tough one. Here's what he did. It's really not.
I know
for
what
me.
He did.
He lied back in the day when he was a young comedian.
His name is Steve?
Steve, yeah.
I thought he said
Ranazizi.
Ranazizi is the same thing as Steve?
No, that's his last name. People have first and last names.
I thought it was like...
People have, like, I'm Bob Kelly.
Okay, no, I didn't know it was the last
name. You're Norm Gorman.
I thought it was two names.
OJ, that's Mike Lawrence. That's Paul Verzi.
Yeah, he was a white guy.
Aaron Burke.
He was a white guy with a harder pronounced name.
Deepu, what the fuck?
You know, he needed a gimmick.
What's Deepu's last name?
Armadeep.
What's his last name?
Gil.
Armadeep.
Gil.
But here's what happened. He did this thing when he was young comic... And he didn't know it was going to be his thing. He thought it was just going to be a story he told. Yeah. It became his fucking sufi, to use a better term. It became his thing that people were, he was becoming popular about this story, was getting him in. And he got caught up in it, and he thought it was going to go away. At some point, it was just going to be, his career would surpass this story, and he would be the guy from the league, or he'd be the great comic Steve. And it never did. And it just kept getting brought up, and he kept having to tell it, and it was his fucking own nightmare.
Was he like the keynote speaker at some 9/11 memorial events?
No, he never did that. No. But, you know, look, man, we all evolve. We all change. When he told that he was a single guy coming up in New York, now he's a father of two and a married guy, and he fucked up.
But the only,
he went on Howard Stern, the biggest show in the world, and explained it. And apologized and admitted it and took the hit and apologized to 9/11 people, victims, and families.
No, to the actual event.
Yeah. Well,
dear 9/11, I am so sorry.
Well, Pete Davidson's so funny. He called him out on Twitter and, you know, basically was like, you know, yeah, I'm going to go have lunch with my father, something like that. And Steve didn't get that he was busting his balls. And he was like, hey, I really appreciate it, Steve. And
thanks for the support, Pete.
Thanks for the support, Pete. Pete was like, apparently you didn't get it, my joke. But they actually talked off. He called each other. And
they're like, you need to talk to the Prince of 9/11.
Well, that's what he said. It was like, look, man, that's my life.
Yeah, yeah.
My father's dead from that. Yeah. So fuck you taking that and making it a fake story.
Yeah.
I mean, my thought on it is, like, I don't think that he should be, like, ruined. Buffalo Wild Wings took away their endorsement, which I get they have to do. That's a corporate thing. But the only part of it that is weird when he's apologizing all these places is that, like I said, he did get caught. He didn't confess. Someone figured it out.
How did he get caught? Yeah, what happened?
Well, because
the Times reporter called him up and left him a
message. It was the easiest lie. He said that he was in a Merrill Lynch building and there's no Merrill Lynch.
He never
worked. There's no Merrill Lynch building in the tower.
Well, they were doing a thing on his special. This is what happened. They were doing a thing. The Times reporters were doing a review of a special, and they were going through all his stuff. And that story is part. It's a badge he carries with him. You know what I mean? Because that's an incredible story.
Yeah.
To have that, be on the league, have us this, blah blah blah. A special coming out. And
well, I think he also said that's what got him into comedy. Like, he moved to L.A. to do comedy.
Yeah, because that was his origin story. Right, I mean, but literally it was that I realized that life was precious.
Yeah.
And that it was about him and his girlfriend at the time, who is now his wife, and they were in the building together. And so, I mean, it's tough. Like,
he fucked up, but here's the best. He's taking the hits.
Yeah, yeah.
He's out there just taking it admitting it and apologizing. And he went on Stern, which is the biggest fucking show you can go on, and he took the fucking hits. And then, you know, and I don't believe these people go, you know, attack him, I guess, but you don't fuck with his kids. You don't fuck with his family.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
You don't fucking even. I just.
Who fucks with his kids?
Who do you, fucking Twitter people?
Pete Davidson?
No. Are you listening? Are you even are you thinking about that boy, aren't you? You're thinking about Ung Sung.
You talk more about kids getting fucked around. More kids.
You know, speaking of uncontrollable fires, when me and Ung Sung were near the napalm and we held each other.
Look, the average politician, like Hillary Clinton, claims she was ducking sniper fire in Bosnia, and they find the video of her not ducking sniper fire in Bosnia.
There's a big.
Here's the thing. It's tough to be a sympathetic white person. It really is. And so people fucking manufacture these stories. The way that he explained it on Stern made sense, where he was like, look, I was at the Comedy Store. I was just a guy with a decent middle class upbringing. I didn't have anything. Yep. These people with addictions and really interesting shit are always talking, and then he wants to fit in, and that's what, you know.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob.
It's got my fucking
happy
face.
Birthday to you.
Eat the whole cake. Eat the whole cake.
Don't lie about giving a blowjob to have the cake.
Look at that.
Okay, I can go now?
Now I don't even know if Noam's story was true. This is all a fix for the cake.
Good, that little Asian boy's going to pop out of the cake now.
Happy birthday, puppy.
Oh, Noam, it's good to see. Why am I doing? You got me doing a Japanese shitty.
It's funny, the candles remind him of what happened to his village.
Let me iron this sweater.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's very nice of you. Oh, you got a present?
Presents? We're supposed to bring presents?
This is for me, Chris.
I bought the cake,
didn't
I? I bought the cake, Robert. That's my present.
Oh, this is nice. This is a...
Oh,
a stick.
It's a stick. Oh, these are cigars. Oh, this is a Davidoff, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a fucking holy shit stick.
That's a cigar?
Oh, my God. And these are fucking... Ooh, that's a Fuente.
He said one's different in paper than the other, but they pair.
You. Oh my God, you guys are so thank you guys. Thank you, Deepu.
Yeah, no
problem. Thank you,
love
Chris.
You.
Thank you, Lauren. And it makes up for you and Noam. I'm getting to you. I saved you for last.
And Liz.
Liz,
this is typical Liz. She's supposed to get a cake. She managed to get your
cake.
Oh, who got the cake?
I got the cake.
Well, it would still be typical Liz to have gotten the cake with
but
your
but it's not, it's Lauren, so give it to Lauren. Say, Lauren, you're like Liz, which is a high compliment.
Oh, that's good. Lauren, you're like Liz.
I'll help you be have human connection. That's thank you.
Liz wouldn't have spelled it wrong. But anyway, go ahead. I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
You got to blow the candles.
I got in the back with
all right,
the
here
baker.
We go. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's great. Yay. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't get
it didn't work. Scopo's still here.
Fucking Zach. That's very nice, man. Liz, I love you to death. You're the best. I fucking love you. Well, it is my birthday. And, you know, I actually didn't get anything for my birthday. You know, it was very sad. Last week was a very sad week. This is a very sad week now. to be honest with you, my father-in-law passed away last week. At this age, I'm 45, okay? I'll admit that, like, unlike other comics in the business who don't admit their age.
Oh. Like who?
You figure it out.
I was going to, but 9/11 happened.
But I last week, at this, when the phone rings now and you see it's somebody from your family, I get petrified.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's never going to be. And of course, she got a call, and I'm with the kid, and then I just hear crying, and I'm like, fuck, I knew exactly what it was. Her father was a great man. I'm not crying, I just got something in my throat. And funny guy, ball buster, big guy, loved by everybody, sweetest guy ever, like her mother. And if I could, if we can be anything like her parents, I would be fucking happiest person ever. Those two together were just, I mean, her mother was just like the best, just like Dawn. My, you know, you know Dawn. I mean, she knew she was dying. She was like, take me home. I'm gonna smoke and eat cake. That's what she did until she fucking died. I remember they had to cover half the table.
Now we're all just looking at the cake.
Looking at you with your cigars and your cake.
She would pass out at the table with a cigarette and like a piece of cake on a fork. They covered half the table with tinfoil because she was lighting the house on fire. So they just covered the table with tinfoil, you know, and her father's the fucking best. But then, of course, we found out Kelby, my dog, my first dog, has cancer. And then just before the show today, I found that my sister needs a kidney transplant. So
Sorry.
We have, you know, it's been a fight. It's that time of life.
Are you going to give her the kidney?
I can't.
Yes. Why?
wrong blood type.
You tested?
Yes, I did. I came out of the thing.
Would you have given her the kidney?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If I could, yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, yes. If I could give her the... I mean, stop. Is there other people in the family that could give the kidney to? How many people could give her the kidney? Is it just me?
You would give it no matter what.
Yeah, but you're psyched you don't have to give it.
Hang on one second.
Not just
give
you.
Me the scenario. How many people? I have 8 uncles and aunts and 50
people,
cousins.
3 people.
I'm not
the
first.
The other two are thinner than you are.
I'm at the end, even if they were fatter than me. I'm at the end.
Why?
My kidney function's perfect, by the way. All right, so I don't know what you're chubby.
What do you mean
joking.
You're at
well,
the
what
end?
What
though?
I'm saying
what
is that. Mean? No, but I wasn't
I got
joking.
Well, you know what? I got a fucking show to film. I got stuff to do. So if there's someone that
how
can
about
give
a son, Bob?
Me,
got you.
Oh, other
you
people
have a
nothing
baby.
To do.
What? How about you have a baby? That's also because you have a kid. So somebody who doesn't have a kid should probably give it first, right?
Thank you, Zach, for backing me up.
You give the kidney.
Here's what happens.
What if my uncle can give the kidney?
Can I just say why I said thinner? Just so you know, because I imagine that it's more taxing on all your bodily organs.
That's true.
To be you
it
probably
is.
Need both kidneys more than
that's not
all,
true.
Bobby is kidney
if
shaped.
If he's in better shape, it's easier for him to give a kidney.
That's
my
what
dad
I
needed one. I went and got tested the day of. Yeah. I wasn't a match. My brother and sister were a match. Yeah. My sister gave him the kidney. My brother was going to, but he's like, I'm too busy with work. And I was like, what the fuck kind of dick move is that?
Well,
so
I'm,
my sister
I'm busy.
Gave it.
But I'm definitely I understand
yeah,
it.
You would have to. You would have to lose weight. If you were going,
I
to.
Would, which would be another thing too. All right, if there was,
I was right.
You
thought,
were.
Oh, yeah.
If there were two people that could, if there was 3 people, I was one of them, and they were in shape.
He was 2 of them.
Okay.
There were 3 people, and they were all me.
His dog has cancer. You fucking asshole.
Well, here's the thing too. Of course, I would give my.
What if when you were talking about all the?
Kidney.
What if when you were talking about all the sad shit? He just admitted that the man boy just died yesterday.
I would give my sister a kidney if she needed it.
Yeah.
If I was the only one that could do it, and she needed it, of course I'd give it to her. Abso-fucking-lutely, I'd give it to her. Just as long as I don't have the, you know.
Just as long as she had exhausted every
other
single possible option.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, I remember my mother called me up the first time. She called me up. She's like, you know, your sister needs a kidney transplant. I'm like, I was devastated. And she goes, so there's, you know, we're all going to meet at the hospital on Tuesday. And I was like, wow, okay. And then, you know, we're going to get checked. I'm like, check for what? She goes, well, your blood type to see if you can give her a kidney. I was like, isn't there a list?
That's presumptuous.
I was like,
nah, I'm busy that day.
I go, isn't there like,
that's
I go, isn't
a
there like
step.
A list of people that, like, I saw that on the license. There's like a dot.
Yeah.
that someone
it's hard to get on that list. Like, if you don't have a family member, it'll take years. And to watch someone go through what dialysis. The fuck's it called? Dialysis.
I went
painful.
With her. I went
it's
with her.
Really
it's the
painful
fucking
to watch.
People who have to go on dialysis, was it 5 days a week? Sometimes seven?
It's a nightmare.
4 hours at a pop. Yeah. It's fucking life-changing miserable.
Yeah.
And she did it. And she did it before iPads and iPhones, magazines. Imagine 4 hours with a fucking magazine.
Yeah.
I'll do 4 hours of dialysis no problem now with
sounds
a fucking
horrible,
iPad.
Yeah. Magazine.
Give me a fucking iPad. I'll fucking do dialysis all week. But, back then, but anyways, her daughter is a match. So she's going to try to give her the kidney.
That's
so
great.
There you go. So hopefully that... she's going to go on a list anyways, but hopefully that works out. I love my sister. We've been through a lot together in life. But then here's another thing. Kelby. He gets a little thing. A mole turns into a big thing. He's licking it. We bring him down. You know, if $600 to get the mole checked and then put the cone on, and then they come back and they're like, well... We got to get it removed. That's fucking $1,300, and then we want to check it again. That's another $400. Okay, they want to do an ultrasound. It's on the kidney because it's like I don't have fucking $5,000 to fucking toss at a 16-year-old dog.
Yeah.
How do you have that conversation with your wife?
Wait, he's 16?
16.
You gotta let him go. You gotta let him go.
It's just a dog, Robert. You have a kid now.
He's 16. I mean, you know, if he was 6, I would say throw him the money. You know what I mean? He had
a
good
don't
run.
Don't go to the New York Animal Hospital, by the way, the one on First Avenue or whatever it is.
Go to the one, the Ardsley place down the street.
I went to the New York Animal Hospital, and, you know, I got caught cheating at the New York Animal Hospital. They
what?
Just like I caught cheating at 9/11, because I had this Korean girlfriend one time, Fran, and she had a little dog, and one time I brought the dog to the New York Animal Hospital for my girl, you know, for the other girl, and it went on my record. And then my wife and I brought our other dog, and they're like, "Well, how's Popo?" And one of them's like, "Who's Popo?
How's Popo? You motherfucker!"
See, I think dog years were like invented by men who just want to not feel guilty about killing the dog, like, because your dog's really 112, you know. He's had a good life.
It's hard, man. I like Keith Robinson. No matter how much he fucking bugs me, that grumpy old fucking motherfucker. When I was having my kid, he goes, when you have your kid, your dog's gonna become dogs. I'm like, fuck you. I love my dogs, dude. That's bullshit. 6 months after I had the kid, he walked up at the cellar and he goes, show me the picture of your dogs, dum-dum. I had none. I was like, fuck those pain in the asses. They become dogs. And right now, with the kid, I love my dog, but it's like...
It's a dog.
I know. But how do you... My wife... God, man. I mean, well,
let her go out and tell jokes to me, earn $5,000, see what it's like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so what? Can we vote, please?
Real quick. My wife's opposite.
I want to vote right now.
You're gonna put your fucking dog's life in our
hands.
Yes,
I'm gonna. Whatever we vote in this room right now.
Why don't you take a collection on the podcast community? Maybe they'll do a GoFundMe for your dog.
All right, I'm not doing a fucking GoFundMe for my dog.
There's like comics with cancer on GoFundMe.
Yeah, there's comics that have
there's
fucking
the guy,
leukemia.
Eric Bergstrom,
fine now.
What's his name?
Eric Bergstrom. He's amazing. He needs like $50,000.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, that guy. Can we please... What's his name?
Eric Bergstrom.
Eric Bergstrom.
Yeah, super funny. A brilliant artist. His illustrations are phenomenal.
He has a GoFundMe right now. He has Hodgkin's, right?
Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 4.
And it's fucking... He needs $50,000. So if you guys can please go Google him, find his GoFundMe. I'll put the link up. What?
I'll tweet it out.
Scobo's going to tweet the link out. Find it on our Twitter. If you can give a dollar, okay? Please. Whatever you can give. I'm going to give some money. We're going to donate some money from the podcast from all the people here. So just go there. What's his name again? No,
Eric Bergstrom. He's one of those like real deal guys who like he'll go out and sell his artwork on Union Square.
Yeah,
I've known him since I've been doing stand up here in 2007.
I don't know what that means.
Real deal guy.
Real deal guy because he sells.
No,
art.
That he fucking gives
what
his life.
I?
He gives
what
his life
I?
For
you
his
know,
art.
He does slam poetry on the F train. One of those real deal guys.
Real deal. He has a saxophone up on the Lower East Side.
Guys sounding less appealing the more Mike talks about it.
No, I mean, there's lots of guys who have like office jobs and shit, and they kind of care, but they really done. And this guy has,
on the office job, a
Bobby. How long you thinking? Okay. How long you want this dog to live? Like how long you want your dog to go?
I don't know. Fucking, what are you like? Are you gonna take him out for me, mom? Boss?
Bobby, you know, Bobby. Maybe you go out for a little bit. No one's home. The dog disappears. The dog.
No, I'm saying you take the dog on a nice trip first. You know,
hey, Bobby. Listen, I live up in fucking the woods. You know,
the dog goes upstate for a little bit.
I got a pear tree in the backyard. I'll fucking bury that cocksucker under the pear tree. What the fuck? I got 9 cats and a fucking chihuahua in my backyard. That's my side business. I fucking take dogs out. All right.
Oh, shit.
I think you until it's until they tell you it's time to put the dog down, I think you throw money at the dog.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How much money do I throw at it? It's got a year or two left, maybe. Maybe 6 months. Now, I take the tumor out. I told my wife this. I said, you can take this tumor out. This one.
Yeah.
Okay, take it out, but if he gets another one, because another one, that could be, I know a guy.
What if you offer its kidneys to your sister? I got you a present.
Bandana, oh, bandana, I'm sorry. Bandana.
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't funny.
You can offer the kidneys to that guy dying of cancer.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my family's.
It's people that don't get medicine.
See, Berg, there's the thing. My dog growing up was healthy until he died, and he lived to 17. So even if your dog didn't have this, he doesn't have much time.
Would you choke him
out?
Have Aaron bring the dog back to Canada.
I got to tell you a story. I had a dog, Bonnie. And one day Bonnie
named
was...
named a dog Bonnie?
I had a dog named Bonnie. And
why
one
would
day,
you name it
one
Bonnie?
Day, hold on. One day Bonnie was humping my other dog, Gigi, on the bed.
Oh, God.
Humping furiously.
What are you, fucking Liberace?
Listen.
And then, how did the Asian man boy become the least gay thing about you?
Where are my Laza Opsos?
laugh if you will.
We will.
And in the middle of the humping, Bonnie turned over, just basically totally like paralyzed, wouldn't move.
Really?
You rush her to the vet. Vet says that this is she's done. You need to just put her to sleep.
Okay.
Oh. Fuck the shit out of her.
And the Yorkshire. She was 16 at the time.
That's why I fucked, yo.
Hold on. She was 16 at the time. Listen to this. She was 16.
Stop pointing at me. I'm listening. So, I have headphones on.
So the vet, so Juanita said, let's put her to sleep. I was like, I can't. I really love this dog. Let's just take her home for a little bit, just to say, you know. So we take her home, and she's literally paralyzed. She's shitting all over herself. And Juanita is feeding her. And then like Juanita's like, we really got to put this dog to sleep. I said, I'm not. 3 days later, Juanita walks in to feed her, and Bonnie like licks. Like that. I said, please put her to sleep. All right. The end of the story is 8 days later, the dog is running around, barking at the door like nothing ever happened. Whatever it was. And
Gigi
the dog
laid
lived.
That dick.
The dog lived another 7 years.
So she just can't handle the big dog dick.
The dog. No, she was doing the humping.
Oh.
The dog lived another six and a half years from the time the vet said she's done.
Right.
So maybe you ought to fix this dog because she may
I'm
live
not,
quite
here's
a long
the deal.
While.
There's a big difference between your dog fucking coming so hard that they paralyze themselves.
She didn't come.
Most dogs don't make it to 23. There's not another 7 years.
Right, yeah, that's fucking weird. That's some weird shit.
Can I share a traumatizing story? When I was in high school, we had a cat that we'd had since I was like 5, and it peed everywhere. And my dad made me go in and drop it off at the fucking pound myself. He wouldn't go in. And I was like, Dad, we don't want to go in together. He's like, I've already had to say goodbye to enough things.
Oh, wow.
And I had to fucking just take it, and I knew that it was going to die. And he just didn't want to do it.
Wow.
See, I haven't had to put anything down in my life. What I was hoping is that one day we just wake up and Kelby's, I smell something, and Kelby's under the bed, you know, and I think it's like a slipper.
Yeah.
I got it Rite Aid, and I go to move it, and it's him.
Yeah.
And then I can just go bury him in the backyard, and I hope they pass away before Max understands, you know, I love Diva. Yeah, I don't want that. Right now, he's like, you know, it's like, you know, he doesn't even know what they are.
Maybe you should put them both to sleep.
Jesus. All right, let's vote. Let's vote right now.
Who says,
it's a simple answer to that.
Who says, don't spend the money... Don't spend the money and put the dog to sleep.
I don't know.
I say one round.
Yeah. $5,000.
Who says one round?
Just one round.
$5,000?
Yeah. I give one round.
Three, four. What do you say, Liz?
$5,000?
I can't believe you don't have health insurance for your dog.
She says she can't believe you don't have health insurance for your dog.
It wouldn't have covered.
I mean, let me just say that I saw Deepu and Chris Scopo's roast battle, and if you didn't put them to sleep after it, then you should never put anyone to sleep.
Yeah, that roast battle was fucking. I should have brought my dog to it.
Yeah,
fucking. It was.
No, you wanted to go peacefully.
It's I don't know. I don't know. I think I this is what I told. I said, Don, whatever you want this time, whatever you want this time, I'll spend whatever it is this
That's
time.
That's good.
So I don't want us to, but I'm not spending tuition money. You know, Max.
Did the vet say what the prognosis is if you have the surgery?
No, because this is what vets do. Mm-hmm. They fucking lie to you.
They fucking lie to you.
Go ahead. Let it out.
No, let me tell you something.
Please tell me. Turn your mic up.
No. You're absolutely right. Because I just went. And you know what? They're really fucking like. They're like these animals. They put animals on a level of humans. Okay? Which they're fucking not. And they but in a weird way. To a weird way. So I go and I bring my cats, Thomas and Stanley. I bring Thomas and Stanley to the fucking.
What the fuck is. All right, go ahead.
So you should
introduce him to fucking Gigi and whatever the fuck
Bonnie.
His name.
Bonnie.
Stanley's a fucking cool name for a cat.
No,
anyway.
See, Thomas and Stanley meet Gigi and Bonnie at the Hamptons
but
every
year. Here's one thing that I know that they do, and I learned this. One thing that they do is they open the animal's mouth, and they go, when's the last time it had dental work?
And I found out that's
a fucking, yeah, that's a trap.
Yeah.
That's like a fucking trap that they do. It's like $500, and then they're like, well, let me just take blood, and we'll leave it in the fucking refrigerator.
It's like the rust treatment in the auto industry. You know,
they fucking lie, and she's like, and they make you feel guilty. Like, you never had your cat's teeth done? I want it to be like, bitch, I haven't been to the dentist in fucking 8 years. Okay, my cat eats mice and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say bitch.
What about Lauren? She's not.
Sorry about that.
I love Paul. He's like, sometimes when I'm talking about the inner workings of the veterinarian industry, I lose myself.
What about the gay guys?
They call themselves doctors. They're not doctors.
Don't forget
about these three gay guys.
Look, I'm willing to respect the facts before I respect the veterinarians, you know, they're the real scum of the earth. You get more Italian the angrier you get.
I do. I know. I do.
Someday a storm will come and wash all the veterinarians off the face of the earth.
But I agree with you. I think that they make you feel guilty. They make you spend money on things you don't need to spend the money on, even if the animal is in perfect health. Yeah. And plus, you know, before human beings existed, animals didn't get their teeth cleaned. You know, they eat, you know, so it's a money trap, man.
Well, I remember when you were younger, dogs live for like 5 years, 6 years.
He has good logic there, Robert.
Yeah.
Before human beings, your dog would have died of cancer. Just let it go.
Well, I don't think. What's that?
He's before human beings, you couldn't do anything about, a dog couldn't do anything about cancer.
But my dog is part of the family. Kelby and Diva have been with me for that long. When you get the little tiny dog, you love it. He's your friend. You know,
an awesome puppy you can get for $5,000?
What?
Like, you can get, like, the top of the line show dog puppy for $5,000.
I'm not getting any more dogs,
$5,000.
Dude, I'm not getting any more dogs.
You can get...
I'm not doing dogs. Dogs are done.
You can get a dog, a show dog, already trained to do tricks. I mean, you can get
I don't want
awesome,
a trick dog.
You can really have a better family.
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting a fish. I'm getting a fish, so when it's fucking... Even if it looks sick, I'll flush that fucker down the toilet and buy one looks exactly like
it. You can get an awesome tropical fish with a fancy aquarium and everything for $5,000.
You know what else I get for $5,000? A fucking nice back rub in Thailand like you.
You know what I would do, Bobby, if I was you? Seriously, I would do what everybody said. I would tell your wife whatever you want. Let's do it one time. Spend the money one time, and if it takes, the dog lives longer, good. If not,
I really do believe vets have you backed into a corner because they know you don't know, number one. And like I had a friend of mine, like I said, Joe, my friend Joe, they went, look, your dog's going to die. We need to do this. It's $600. He goes, nope. I'm fucking, then I'll let it die because I don't have the money to do it, so I'm not doing
hardcore.
It. They went like this. Yeah. Okay, we'll do it for 100. He was like, fine. You understand? Yeah. Like,
you gotta play hardball. But what if it turns out all along that the dog's just been playing cancer?
Okay.
That was clever. Come on.
Dude, you're trying at least.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was clever, but we don't like clever.
Yeah.
I I don't know. I'm going to do this one time and let it.
How old's the other dog?
Same age. But the other
dog. You know, the other dog's going to be wrecked if that dog's gone.
No, she's
gone,
not.
Right?
She's going to be psyched when he's dead.
You think so?
They're not friends. They don't like each other. They're not. They don't hang with each other. One has this weird personality. The other one, fucking Diva, runs around, and Diva's like a cat. She runs. She still runs. She fucking runs around the yard.
Yeah.
You know, I'll see what happens. But that thing on his chest makes me want to throw up every day too. And then he's just like a big
Diva?
Boil. Well, how old's
same
Diva?
Age. Yeah.
Diva's same age, 16.
Yeah.
16. So, one. I think I'm going to give one shot. Let it go, and then I'm done. And if it grows another tumor, I'm done. And I'll just let him live his life out. Yeah. And if he gets too sick to where he can't fucking hang, I'll take him in myself.
Just make sure he's not suffering
too
much.
And I'll just snap his neck and put him in the bed. No, I'm kidding, Liz. I would never do that. Liz, I'm kidding. I would never snap his neck. I'll just... No.
Just bury him alive.
Pillow.
Pull a fucking casino.
You come to my barbecue next to you.
Pet cemetery in the backyard.
Fucking Kelby barking under the dirt. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to let Noam leave because he has that fucking... fucking Asperger's glance. He's looking at me right through me right now.
I need
Jesus
my medicine.
Christ. We're going to do you guys in the chat room real quick before we take off. What do we got in the chat room? What do they say I should do?
Laura CS says, I love animals, but when they're 16 and have cancer, you got to put the poor thing down.
Okay. What else we got?
Knife Song says that Gnome's Korean girlfriend was at the animal hospital to buy meat.
All right, we're gonna
Was that a Mike Huckabee joke?
We're gonna be that was good. I love Mike. Mike, not Mike Huckabee. Check it out. We'll be right back. We're gonna do a little quick pee break. We're gonna let Noam get back to his job.
I get the hint. I'm leaving. Don't worry.
I want you to stay, but you get fucking zoned out. You're looking at me like, let me out of here.
No, I was just thinking about the dog thing. I was
then
like,
stay
I
for the rest.
I was
stay?
Weighing the pros and cons.
Will you stay for the rest of the show? We'll bring it up.
Right, I'd love to stay.
We'll be right back after these commercial messages. Bye-bye. One thing that helps people relax, gun or no gun, is if you have a good mattress.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
That solves depression.
Yeah.
That solves
everything.
A lot of
sleep,
problems.
Yeah. It'll stop low caliber bullets from getting through it. If there's a home invasion, you can hold it up.
That's right.
I want to tell you, as we gear up for fall back and gain an hour of sleep, I gotta warn you guys, your old lumpy mattress is not going to do you any favors. It's not letting you get the best night's sleep. And I want every person listening to this show, every hour of sleep, to be amazing. Don't you?
Yeah, I do too, Bob.
And it can be when you upgrade your mattress to Casper mattress. I'm telling you, I got one of these things.
I got one too, actually.
Did
I actually
you really?
Bought one, yeah.
They're
amazing.
They're amazing, and they don't break the bank. Yeah.
Awesome.
The last mattress I got, $3,800. These king size mattress under $1,000, and it's amazing. Okay, it's won awards for engineering and support, comfort, and guaranteed to give you a great night's sleep. Consumer Reports, Bloomberg, and Wall Street Journal all rave about this thing. I got it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it ships for free, which is crazy. Check this out. In a surprisingly compact box. When you get the box, it's like 3 feet by 2 feet. Yeah. A king mattress.
They're going to be pissed off when I order one. How fucking far does this thing have to go?
Well, it ships for free. Okay, and you can have it at your home. This is a great deal. 100 nights, risk-free. So, Lenny, you could order this mattress, ships to your house, use it for 100 nights, give it right back if you don't like it. Seriously. You just learn your old mattress, lean it against the wall, Lenny, if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do for a couple nights and take them up on this, brother. Mm-hmm. You got a new chick. You got your girl living at your place. Why don't you upgrade from that weird mattress you got at Sleepy's for fucking $400 9 years ago? Get a nice Casper for nothing. 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 100 nights for free. All right? If you don't get the best night's sleep you've ever had, they'll pick it up and refund everything. Make every hour of sleep amazing, Lenny. Get Casper, okay? Put Casper to the 100-night tests, okay? In your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use the code DUDE.
What is it?
D-U-D-E, DUDE, for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's CasperMattress.com. Dude, $50 towards your purchase. Casper Mattress,
Dog.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I really did get one, and they are great.
I did, man. I got one, too. I love it.
Did you get the discount?
Let me ask you a question. You get the girl living at your house, right?
Yes.
Your girl live at your house, Giannis?
No.
No.
Oh, almost got him, man.
Are you getting enough?
Yes.
You paused on that, did you? Are you like, getting enough money?
I didn't know if you're
are you
getting.
Are you getting enough?
I thought this was another mattress thing.
No, are you? are you getting enough mattress? Are you getting enough action?
Yes.
I bet you like a little more, right? Well, let me tell you this. AdamandEve.com wants to give you more money.
I see that. Was
with funny. 10 free gifts. First, you get a sexy surprise for her. Mm-hmm. And second,
for me,
a specially selected toy for you.
Ooh.
And third, Xbox. A little something you guys will both enjoy.
Two controllers. Play it on that new mattress.
Plus, you get 6 full-length movies, which you don't get anymore.
Ooh.
Okay? DVDs. And number 10, it's free shipping, which we know you'll like, Lenny.
I do love free shipping.
Right? And that was...
That was a crack.
That was not.
It's all right. Jerusalem is not going to come after you.
That's not... You out of your mind. That was because I know you're frugal.
Everybody loves free shipping. Shut up.
Free shipping. I love free shipping.
There you go.
So all you have to do is this to get your 10 free gifts. It's not hard. Or is it? Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy. It could be a sexy piece of lingerie. Anything you desire. And just enter offer code DUDE.
Again, DUDE.
DUDE. Yeah, what do you want me to put?
I love
what do you want to? Fucking Tuesdays with Stories?
Yeah.
It's DUDE. Okay? At checkout, and you'll get 10 free gifts. Go to checkout, AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including a free shipping. That's great. Free shipping on all your items when you enter code word DUDE. That's DUDE, D-U-D-E, at AdamandEve.com. I'm actually going to go there because they have a new toy.
They have a store?
Dildy?
Yeah, new
dildy.
It's a vibrator, but it has the butterfly, the clitoris stimulus. So it's a vibrator that goes in the vag and then the clitoris thing. Which is great. Hey, check this out. You're a sports guy, right, Lenny?
Yes, I am.
You do any fantasy?
I do not.
You do fantasy?
Not. I do certain aspects.
All right, we're going to do one more ad here, and then we're going to go to the chat room, and then we're going to go back into this. Listen, check this out. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait till Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week. This is at DraftKings.com. This is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. That's one-week fantasy. There's no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. That means you could turn your love of football into a payday of a lifetime. Just pick a player, pile up the points, pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This is no fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. This is the players. These are the big boys. This is where you go to win money. Okay, hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Kelly, switch it up, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's big money. Enter Kelly for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Yeah. All right, check it out. We are back. First of all, check out Riotcast.com for the most amazing podcasts on the planet Earth. We have, I don't know, around 20 podcasts now. They're all awesome. And you know what? They're free at Riotcast.com. Follow them, review them. Make sure you go to Netflix. This week, my awesome special live at the Village Underground is on Netflix now, and it's kicking ass. Go, if you bought it, go there and just leave a 5-star review if you own it already. And if you didn't see it, go and check it out and make sure you review it, because the algorithms is how it stays up in the top. And right now it's number 1 or 2, and it's been up there with some of the greatest comedians, Burr and Louie and Fluffy. And, you know, I'm very proud to, you know, see that sit next to their awesome special. So
Let's keep it up there. Go and check it out on Netflix. All right, we're back in. I want to go really quick through this, so people who listen to the first half jumping in, what's your website?
Just follow me on Twitter, at Zach is not funny.
What you got?
MikeLawrenceComedy.com, just redesigned by Aaron Bennett, and it's fantastic.
What you got?
ComedyCellar.com.
The best comedy club in the?
Planet.
Galaxy.
In the city.
They have. Yeah,
well, it's not.
What,
AaronBerg.com.
What do you got?
PaulVerzi.com, and you could check out the new album.
This fucking kid.
Night at the Stand, number 4 on Billboard, and it was number 1 on iTunes for a while. It's doing great. Podcast listeners are listening to Verzi Effect Podcast, so thank you. Check it out.
Did you say Night at the Stand?
Can I do plugs, too?
Yeah, Night at the Stand.
It was, you can do plugs.
Yeah, my new TV show, 24-Hour Rental, comes out on Hulu October 30th and October 19th.
Is it scripted?
Yeah, it's scripted.
Wow, thanks for the fucking part.
I was just acting
kidding,
in it.
Dude,
yeah. And my book, American Etiquette, Failing Upwardly in a Fox News Nation's on AaronBerg.com right now.
Yeah, what do you got? No.
The Stand?
You want to plug The Stand?
No, he mentioned this. Didn't we make a deal when I built the table and gave you the apartment and everything? There'd be no mention of The Stand. Can you bleep that out?
What was the name of your CD again, Verzi?
Night at the Stand.
Yeah. No, it's at. He was standing when he did it.
Ah.
All right.
Just at Lauren Kubera on Twitter.
At R2 Depot.
At Chris Scopo.
All right, what do we got right now? Can we? All right, let's. Lauren, pop over to the couch real quick.
I have to go. Actually, I have to go.
You're leaving. Okay, great. All right,
nice
no, I'm taking
you,
it. Thanks for stopping. The owner of everything, everybody, give it up for owner of everything. Thank you for everything, Gnome. And we're doing the live YKWD, which can you believe it or not, at the new little spot, the lounge at the Village Underground, which is upstairs. We're going to be doing that the 26th of this month. It's me, it's Dan Soda, it's Joe List, it's Scopo, Deepu, Lauren, and two very, very special surprise guests.
Shouldn't we be taking reservations for that on the website, and do we have any artwork for it and stuff?
Yeah, we're getting the artwork's being done now by Jason. Okay. Chatterfield, right? Chatfield? What'd you say? Chatterfield?
No. Oh, the artwork, yeah, Jason Chatfield.
Chatfield, you said Chatterfield.
No, I said.
I thought you said Chatterfield. Yeah, Jason's doing the artwork, friend of the show, comedian, hilarious, but an amazing artist. You have a shitty face on. Do you not like Jason?
No, I don't know him.
All right, well, you'd love him. He's great. Yeah. Dude, the artwork's coming up. I'll get that to you soon. But you can put something up there if you want. Just use the logo, and we'll get it up. But that show is going to sell out. Small room, live podcast, two huge special guests, and it's going to be live video, too. Depot's going to be hooking it up, so you'll be able to watch it live, and there you go. So thanks for coming in, Gnome. All right,
so I woke up early and came down just to be here when you got your cake,
buddy. I love you, right? You know that, mm-hmm. right? Scobo, give him a hug for me. Give him a hug.
Thank you, Robert.
I love the head nods first.
That Asian story was great. I'm glad he came.
Mom's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. Liz, I love you to
love
death.
You. Happy birthday.
Who was at the door? Who? Well, bring him in. Who is it?
OJ Huang.
Bring it in. You fucking whispering for? Just bring him in, you fucking ape.
That's something like a billionaire would do, make someone else hug for you. That's insane.
Kelly Fustuca!
Hey.
Look who the fuck. I'm over here. That's new, baby. It's all new. You can't get to me. That's the way I want it. Like Howard Stern, I want to be away from everybody. Fustuca, sit down on the mic with your annoying accent has gotten worse.
Fastuca's got too much fucking perfume on, by the way.
She smells like flowers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because I had a cigarette.
Oh, there's a woman in here now.
Hey.
And
see
Kelly.
That, Lauren, a lady.
Not a lady.
Kelly gives head.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's all Kelly does.
What comics have you been talking to?
All the comics.
She's actually done that for sticks. You know?
Hi, Max.
She's lived your lives.
fucking.
It's so good to see you.
What's up, Fustuk?
I don't know, nothing. This looks amazing. You're I can't believe it. I was really nervous coming in.
Why were you nervous?
I don't know, because I haven't seen anyone for, I don't know how to do this.
The subways and the blacks here have clothes on.
Shut up.
Look how we upgraded to the
Oh my God. You were batting down with me.
She's been the same size for a long time.
I'm pushing.
It's funny that you left Australia and we all look like we live on Fury Road.
Yeah, she's fucking hot. That was a good trading, man.
Give me a month. Give me a month.
Oh, that'd be great if Lauren got fat.
Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying.
Fustuka, welcome back to the show, mama.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me come in. I was kind of.
It's weird to be in here, right?
It is. It looks so. It looks amazing.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I've got some gifts for the room as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you got? Break them out. Okay. Come on.
Wow. Three more cakes. We got mates and cheeses.
You knew I was coming. There's cake here.
I got Koala chocolates.
And my father did charcuterie.
These are called Negro nuts.
We don't have Negroes in Australia.
What's amazing is that, like,
they're called fuzzy tops.
I love that Zach looks like your before photo.
Holy shit. I didn't look that bad at all. I mean, I wore a tie once.
Mike. What the fuck, Mike? You just cut the throat and walk away, don't you? It's like we're zombies. Right. Listen.
It's like when Lucy met Harpo Marx, we have to do the mirror thing.
Wow.
I tried. Give it to him.
No, don't let him touch it.
That's what you get for remembering comedy history.
I'm Dana. Shit.
What do you got, Bubba?
Okay. I just want to put my phone on silent, make sure that I don't interrupt the podcast. Yeah. But I bought the studio something, and I bought you something as well.
Oh, great. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, it's your birthday the other day.
It was last week.
But I sent you something earlier.
Did you just bring us here to watch you get things?
Yeah. I bought the studio. An Australian calendar.
Let me see that.
Yay.
Ah, oh, thanks.
Oh, I forgot to get you something, so I got this at the airport.
Yeah, what the?
You got to throw it in the garbage counterclockwise.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious, bro.
Aaron Berg, you son of a bitch.
She's fucking... halfway in the fucking cab, and she realized.
Hold the door. Hold the door.
Bobby, I'll take it, Bobby.
There's a refrigerator magnet in that thing, too.
This is, I mean, that is fucking just awful.
No, it was something for the room.
Yeah. It's literally pictures of Australia, not even naked girls of Australia.
Also, I had a stopover in Miami. Here's some saltwater taffy.
What if she photoshopped herself into every calendar picture? Here's me at the Opera House.
Shit, dude.
No one can do an Australian.
Do you know the Atlanta Braves? I bought one of their baseball hats for you.
Fucking Christ.
Wait, do you think that every Australian is a chimney sweep?
I can't. Yeah, but can I just ask something? Who fucking uses a calendar?
Yeah, I know.
Where the fuck? I gotta get a fucking piece of tape to hang that up, a pen.
Just in case one of your apps is broken. Here you go.
It's for ambiance, you know?
Ambiance. All right, what did you get me?
And it's empty, so Scobo can relate to it.
That one just hurt, Mike. That one just cut
Holy
through.
Holy shit. I heard Mike's voice as I was coming in. I'm like, I'm fucking in for it. Holy shit. So mean, but good.
What's up, Bubba?
So I bought you some cigars, but because Australia has very strict tobacco laws,
All
the cigars are individually wrapped in like a dynamite cocoon that have cancer warnings on them.
Wow. Really? Are they fucking Cuban?
No, I don't think they're Cuban. They're like Australian ones. But you can read.
The Australians are huge for the cigarillos.
I told you I'd bring you back cigars, and they said that these ones were really good ones, but they're terrifying to look at.
You buy these off a fucking. Like,
no,
one of those
from a proper like tobacco store.
Fucking bush people on the side of the road.
Are they soft? Pick me
cigars.
Are they soft?
They are the only brown people
like
in
dynamite.
Australia.
I don't know. I really think Kelly rolled these in her backyard.
I'm going to fill this real quick. Is that cool?
Yeah, wait, don't look at me like that and say it like that.
What's the cancer scare on that one?
Oh, man.
She's like, you call that a cigar? No, that's a cigar.
Just so you know, I almost got raped by like 5 black guys getting those cigars.
It smells.
Literally, everyone in the store hovered over me. Like, what are you here for? JR Cigar in Jersey. I walked in and they were like,
what were they like?
I like that you
one more time. Wow, you fucking!
I like that black guy. Kelly, do you want to come back when they want to rape you?
Yeah, I like that she had to say black. You didn't need to say black.
They were big.
We would have assumed.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I've been. Look at me. I'm on a fucking show's better than ever since you left. Fucking on a television show that got picked up. My career is booming.
Oh my god!
Since your black cloud left this country. Man. No, I'm kidding.
Deepu's doing great.
Thank
great
you,
job.
It's great
over
to
there.
See you again.
Unbelievable. You too. But I'm like, fuck, I could never have done that. So I was holding you back, Bob.
I couldn't do that.
Who knew that the Indian would be better at technical stuff?
It's weird, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. When it was either the hot chick or the fucking smart, intelligent Indian hacker. Yeah. Who am I going to pick?
It would have been the hot chick. That's the problem.
Yeah, she would have got it, too.
She was close. Yeah. She was very close.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be that dish.
But now I got the both. I got Lauren and Deepu.
Yeah.
And I can get rid of Scopo. Finally.
Yeah, but you need the brawn. You know, you need someone to throw around some muscle, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. Smack some people
I got
up.
The muscles.
Oh, you're from Jersey,
on,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
We know how I've been.
Yeah, you've been great.
I have a podcast. How the fuck have you been?
I've been good. I don't know. I went home for some festival stuff. Got some huge customs issues now, so we'll see what happens.
What do you mean huge? Are you going to get stuck here?
No. I was at customs for like 30 minutes. They didn't want to let me back in.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not that long.
Yeah.
Well, not
that's,
when you're...
That's usually good for...
No, not in the line.
That
like
used to be
one.
The time in which you get a pizza. It's fine.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? I was at customs for like 4 hours once.
Yeah, did you see the movie The Terminal? Like, he's just stuck in the fucking airport.
I thought that was going to be me. No, just because I've got some issues now. So, it just, you know, it's all... I've got to get a lawyer and just figure some stuff out about living here permanently again.
Are you going to come back?
I'm here for the month, but I'm investigating to just try and stay till December, but we'll see, because I've got road stuff for January and February, March already booked
here,
but in Australia.
In Australia, so you're going home.
Yeah, I want to stay here till the end of the year, go back for road, and then come back.
How is it going over there?
It's good. When you're doing festival stuff, it's awesome because you are working on a lot of material, long form, and you're traveling around and you're getting better and sharper, and it's really great. But when it dies down, it's dead. There's no work. There's no rooms.
So what do you do?
Fucking nothing.
Are you living with your parents still?
I live with my sister.
You live with your sister?
My sister, my brother-in-law, and a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Does the dog have cancer?
No. German Shepherd, Sky.
So you want to come back here?
Yeah. I want to come back here. There was a part of me that had to reestablish myself in Australia.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 4 months into that, you're like, fuck this.
Did you go back there and have any more clout?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, but not enough.
You're
for
welcome.
Me.
That's that girl from that Bobby Kelly show.
Maybe she'll get me on.
Boo, pull her up in a big seater theater. Do your jokes about your Virginia. Yeah, Kerry.
Why are we laughing at his fucking East London accent?
I know, it's the fucking worst.
He did Japanese for Chinese.
Oh, no. Must such a dishonor with a penis.
It's a me. I'm Aaron Berg. Why are you so sad? I used to be a stripper. I take my clothes off.
Oh, like
you like Dan.
Your dog.
There
he
are
don't
so
even
many
live
people
no
on
more. You
podcast.
Could have put him to a sleep.
What's that?
There are so many people. It's like fucking a jury deliberation. Your fucking podcast. I love you. I love you. But it's just fucking like I feel like there's 15 of us just screaming accents at the fucking microphones.
I'm not screaming. It's my real voice.
Hey, there's enough quality podcasts. We need some quantity ones too.
That should be my fucking slogan. Hey, you can have quantity or quality. You can have one-on-one interesting interviews or a bunch of guys yelling over each other.
You have like 3 assistants now. Two of them take care. 2 of them take care of the boards. One just fans me and feeds me grapes when I'm tired.
I know. Anyways, what we were talking before. All right, so welcome back.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you were talking about something very interesting before we left.
for break. Do you remember
that? Yeah. Well, Mike was saying that, you know, I guess there was an
first, let's just talk,
yeah, there was an unfortunate situation.
Someone got... This is crazy. I was talking to Joe List on Monday. We were talking about gun control and all that, and he was saying, like, it's amazing that there hasn't been a shooting at a comedy club yet. And then... last night, someone got shot outside of the comedy store as the roast battle was going on.
Was it a fan of the show? Like, or a comedy
It was an audience
goer?
Member. They still don't know who
They don't know why. Did he go out? Was he mad? Did he get kicked out?
I don't
think
there's...
Was it just a random, fuck you, I want to kill somebody?
There's been no information. Now it's been reported, but I saw on Facebook, because I have, like, a good amount of LA friends, like, is everyone okay and stuff like that. And it was one person got shot, the person left, and they died.
It's a random person, like, not a comic got shot.
It was an audience member.
And the audience member passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they haven't caught the guy, have they?
No.
That's fucking brutal.
As of now, no.
Ugh.
It's funny. We were talking about that, too. Like, it's a matter of time till some shit like that happens. And it's just really fucking scary.
What's
man.
Crazy is that, like, so I'm watching the battle on Periscope because they put them up there. This is the one. And that environment is amazing. It's in the belly room. It's jam-packed.
The comedy store is really fucking... Is Noam around? The comedy store really is
it's awesome.
Fucking kicking ass.
I was there. I did a battle last week. It was awesome. And it's like, it's this tight, like, close-knit community. And you're watching the battle, and two employees come up because it literally just happened. And everyone has to stay in the building because they're doing an investigation. And because there's still a battle going on, people are still making jokes and shit. And they're like, no, someone just fucking died. And it's just like this heartbreaking moment.
Nobody came up with a joke, though? Like,
people were. People still were. Like, the employees were getting, like, flabbergasted because they're like, no, like, there's a dead person. Mm. And they were still, well, someone killed tonight. You know, shit like that.
It's fucking... It is crazy, but what?
Well, that might not necessarily be because of the roast battle.
Like, no. It just happened during it.
It's
just unfortunate.
Yeah. My thing with the roast battle is that, like, a lot of people were asking me.
I wasn't making a correlation,
by the way. No. I know. Yeah. I'm not. No. But people were asking me, like, you know, you want to do it, or how come you didn't do it? And then somebody was like, when I was at the South By thing, they were like, do you want to do it? And I was like, you know, no. And then, you know. After a while, people were asking me, and I just look at it like, listen, I get it, like, goofing, but, like, I grew up goofing on Friends and fucking doing that. I don't want to, for me, first of all, I'm not a fucking rapper, you know what I mean? I don't need to, I'm trying to do comedy. I feel like this whole rap battle thing is kind of, I think some of it's really good and clever, and I'm sure that's a thing that, you know, you like. I think some of it can be great jokes and clever, but some of the ones that I've seen, just guys talking about, you know, your fucking ex-wife left you to suck this guy's cock.
That's me. And he's talking about me.
Is he really?
Yeah. You get Pete
was,
Lee.
That was
me.
Hang on.
No, and then I saw one that's hilarious.
Is it him?
No.
It's me.
No, I saw a ton of them. I don't know who it was. I'm just saying.
Telling you it was him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I did. Yeah, I roasted Pete Lee, and I went in on his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Pete Lee, yeah. Yeah. So
what? Can I, but
so
that's
what I'm saying is
that you
funny. No, so what I'm saying is this. I think that there's definitely a place for that, and if some people want to do it. But for me, I just feel like I don't want to write 3 pages on somebody.
Can I say something? Can I just stop you really quick?
Yeah.
Because what you said, I mean, I know you're probably like, ah, fuck, you like Aaron.
It has nothing to do with dissing Aaron. I'm not dissing Aaron.
I'm not saying you're dissing Aaron, but what you're saying, I want to stop you for a sec. What you said about guys saying shit like that to other guys in front of an audience.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Roasts to me were friends getting together to fucking have fun and to honor somebody and fuck with each other, like me, Colin, Voss, Norton. Now, the only good I see in it is it's forcing you to write jokes.
Right.
Now, if you can write really good jokes, which some guys do, and I'm like, wow, that's great that they that week they had to go. But a lot of guys are fucking slacking and just going up and fucking saying fucked up shit or doing something stupid. And it's not funny. And it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm sitting here. I just watched a roast battle and like one dude fucking did work. The reason why I don't want to fucking do a roast battle, I don't have time to fucking write really good jokes. I have a bunch of shit to do. But if I was ever going to do one,
I would have to fucking really sit down and kill it.
It's work. Right. It's
that's
right.
My point.
And
Aaron
work.
Did, and I think Aaron did his. Aaron did what he like.
That's
Aaron
not what you
did
said.
What he had to do.
That's
he,
not what you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, you're Aaron. Aaron did. Yeah. I just want to finish my point, and I'll let you go. Aaron did what he went in and he did what he had to do. For me, though, it's like what you said. You know, driving into the city from where I'm driving in and trying to create new material to sit and just write so much to fucking belittle one of my peers is not really
but
what
not
I want to do.
Some of these guys aren't friends.
And I gotta tell you something, dude. And I know he's the roast master, but like Jeff Ross, and I would say this to him. I know he's good at it, but you know that shit he said about Pete Davidson.
What he say?
Snoop Dogg's got more smoke in his lungs than Pete Davidson's dad on 9/11. That is a 10th grade immature, shitty, bad joke. It's a bad fucking roast joke. It's
he
a
said
shock
that?
Value. Yeah, it's a shock value bullshit joke. No matter how you
on
fucking
the
slice
roast,
it.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, he said it on the Bieber roast, and it was like, and you could tell it bothered Pete. You could tell it bothered Pete, but Pete did the fucking mature thing. He looked, he put his thumbs up and said, "Good job." I'm just saying, like, for me, wow. I don't want to fucking belittle one of my peers because I know how hard this business is, and I don't want to just go, "Yeah, well." I heard that about you, and you fuck, and then have the crowd go, "Oh shit!" It's just not my thing. But I'm not gonna disc guys to do it.
All right, listen, I understand.
It's not for me.
What are you gonna say, Mike? Go ahead.
Okay, so I've battled a few times. I battled Bonnie.
Just you saying that is funny.
I've also done roast. No. And I help Patrick. I give him notes every week. I'm going to be a permanent judge now that I'm back. I was in L.A. for a while.
Thank God.
Yeah. My thing is,
we were all fucking worried. Like, where is my number? Yeah.
But my thing is, and when I talk to Patrick about, like, you know, putting it together, it's always... You want to make sure the person wants to do it because there's every theme show. There's set list. There's all these different, you know, types of, you know, stand up on the spot.
Yeah.
Big J. Ogerson's crowd work show. Yeah. Some people want to do those or have those skills. Mm-hmm. Some don't. And that's fine. Yeah. I think it's better that you're like, you know what? This isn't something I want to do. It's cool.
Yeah.
I have rules for myself when I do it. I think that you should only go up against people that you do respect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've gone, I went Bonnie McFarlane, Annie Letterman, Dan St. Germain, and last week I lost my first time against Guy Branum. And I think Guy's fucking amazing. We had fun. You know, you should always talk to the person before. Is there anything you don't want me to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
There should be that.
Can I defend myself real quick?
No.
Fuck you. You're a bad person.
Let me tell you this. You're a bad person.
I talked to Pete Lee before I did this. Pete Lee is legally not allowed to talk about his ex-wife because that was one of the things of the divorce. And he was always like, I wish I could go on stage. So I said, can I make jokes about your ex-wife? Yeah. And he was fucking good with it.
Buddy, don't look at me. Look at him. Awesome. He's the one that had a problem.
No, I said he did his job.
You know, I did his job.
Here's a part.
They were well-written jokes, too.
Here's a part of what happened. So, L.A., they've been doing this for 2 years. It's a well-oiled machine. They have all these different facets of it that make it work. There's theatricality to it and everything. You know, it was just brought here recently.
Right.
You know, there's two different clubs doing it. So, there's already an oversaturation before it ever really started.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that are doing it have never seen one, have never, you know.
The one I just did in Hoboken Comedy Fest, it was, look, I was judging it with Harrison, right?
Yeah.
And it was fine. The guys were going at it. You know, there's new guys and then the newer guys, older guys and then older than. So it kind of gradually got better.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that guys did work. Old guys know how to write a funny roast joke. And the guys who didn't. But then the last guys, Mad Dog and the other guy, who apparently they're both
Anthony
funny.
DeVito,
I don't know who it is.
DeVito.
Yeah. Anthony DeVito.
Anthony DeVito. Yeah. Okay. Funny guys. But they were like, fuck it. They lived together. They're like, we're not. We came out. We're not. They were drunk or whatever. They're like, we're not roasting each other. We're roasting you.
Yeah.
And they started roasting the audience, and it didn't vibe because everybody was having fun.
They want to see a fight.
Seeing this roast joke, and they went to that black dude, and the black dude was like, "Fuck you, bitch."
Yeah.
This ain't funny. What? And they were like, "Fuck you," and they tried to go back at him, and he stood up, and he was a big boy, and he was all in red.
Was it the video that you posted where you
were all in red?
What? Yeah. I didn't even hear about that.
And then he started fucking, fuck you bitches, and they were trying to yell back, but he out fucking mad, you know, angered them.
Yeah.
And they backed off where they were just like kind of looking at the front row. And then what's his name? The host of it, who was one of the founders of it.
Rel,
he was like, look, you're embarrassing my culture, man. Shut the fuck. And he wound up leaving. But as he's going out, he's screaming shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then they said, you know, I'm here to see Robert Kelly, which was a good plug for me.
Yeah, that was good.
That I hit all.
I'm bigger than this roast.
I hit everybody. You know
the thing I always tell people who like battle for the first time is, you know, make it funny first and put the mean in it. What's happening that makes it bad is people put the mean first and then try to put the funny in it, and it doesn't work. I mean,
well, it's like Twitter. It's like these they see us fucking busting balls and then they'll bust your balls, but they don't let you know. They don't understand that tone doesn't go over fucking. And if you don't know me, I don't really want you saying mean shit.
You're right.
And
you got to have ethics too. Yeah. Like when I battled Bonnie, it was like, I'm not going to bring up her fucking kid because it's a kid.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. But some people would.
But see, some people would, and that, I agree.
Looking at him.
No, but you talk to Pete first.
Yeah,
you and Pete are friends.
Do it with an accent.
But still.
And it's like you said, doing it with a friend, a buddy that's like lighthearted, fun shit. That's why I actually like the one roast that I did like Comedy Central do was the James Franco one because all his friends. And they were just kind of goofing and it was fun.
It felt like the 70s roast.
It did. It felt like the Dean Martin.
Yeah, but it felt like the roast we used to do before Comedy Central ever fucking did it over at the Boston. When it was all of us, we were all friends. We're all in a safe environment. You could bomb and you could do well. It was fun. It was just fun. We put it up ourselves and had fun with it.
I think if you went to the one in L.A. or if you've seen some of the better ones here, like yours and Pete's was one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Thank you.
It was fucking amazing. You'll see like the merit in it, but it's also okay to be like, that's not something I'd want to do, because the problem is too many people are doing it when they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, I see people go up on this thing multiple times without anything written, and it's like, you can't. You're fucked.
I don't get that. And I don't get people who read like they didn't even try to memorize the
I read mine, but it was like, I mean, you're doing 20 jokes. They are a lot of fucking work. Like, I was exhausted.
You have to understand, too, when you're doing
it, I was exhausted.
Placement is everything.
Yeah.
So you're having to make sure that you don't burn all your stuff too early.
Right.
You know, it's all these different things.
You could memorize, but it's three rounds. It's technically 17 jokes.
What's funny to me, too, is that I think it's a good workout. Like, when I do Red Eye or when I did the whatever Gutfeld, I would do it. Because it was a good exercise in writing. You get the stuff that day, and you have 3 hours to write funny shit about these four blocks.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good exercise. And I think it's a good exercise to do this, too, especially for young comics or whatever, to go and have to write jokes. But, you know, I don't have fucking, you know, if I'm not getting money... What the fuck am I, you know? What the fuck? I'd rather just go write for my act.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
pays my bills.
I just put out an album in a year and a half. I want to put out an hour.
Where's
and
your
I only
album?
Have like 20 minutes. I don't want to fucking write 20 jokes.
Is your album on iTunes?
Yeah.
Number four on Billboard.
Yeah. It's like this. It's like, I just 20 jokes for me to sit down and be like, all right, I'm going to fucking target this guy and do it. That's just something that. Yeah. Like, when I was at South By, and comedians were like, they were like, you want to do it? This festival wants to get you on another show. And I'm like, nah, I just don't want to do it. And then that night, I ran into some comics doing it. There was like Jay Larson was there and Mark Norman, a bunch of people, and they were like, oh, like, man, I was in my fucking hotel room stressing all day, hours to get this done. I don't even want to be here. And then they were saying like all the jokes were kind of flat and it was kind of forced, and it was just like, that's kind of when I was like, yeah, man, that's when I'm just going to be like,
Verzi stayed in the lobby and smoked a stick and had a scotch.
That sounds great.
That's like, I have so much fun with it. Whenever I do it, I come out to wrestling themes. I came out to the Undertaker last week, and they carried me onto the stage.
Yeah, dude, it sounds like you're doing it the right way, and you have the etiquette, and you're doing it that way.
I've gotten work from it, so I'm very fucking grateful for it.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think Verzi said it. It is, actually, Mike said it. It's for some people. Some people it's not. Yeah. I mean.
But that's every show. Yeah. I mean, like I said, like, set list is one of those.
Yeah, set list is another one where it's like, I'm up there. I agreed to do it. I think it's a great show. I've watched it and laughed my ass off, but then I went and did it, and they're putting words up that don't even make sense to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, what the... I go, I have a hard time writing jokes for my own act.
Oh, they're trying to stump you. Yeah.
Why
Catfish
are you...
Catfish robot.
Why fuck up my self-esteem?
Yeah.
Why?
And then you watch some people do it, and it's the most brilliant thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, but also, I could watch fucking Wayne Brady on Whose Line Is It Anyway. But like, okay, I get it, but I don't want to fucking do it. Yeah.
And there's also the stress in that as well, because my best friend did set list.
Kelly,
and that
please
thing...
don't talk.
I'm back.
I was waiting for it. And the whole day, she was stressing out about it and couldn't prepare because she's such a writer.
but there's nothing that she could do to actually come on top afterwards. She just had to go in and just fucking hope that she was funny when she did it. And she was. She did a great job. But the stress was like, it's terrifying.
And the truth is, and a lot of comedians won't admit this, but we're all fucking vulnerable, insecure fucking people. We're very insecure. Yeah. We're very vulnerable. No, we are. That's it. We're afraid of, we want to be, no, it's true. We want to be loved. We're fucking vulnerable. We're always questioning what people think about us. And for me to sit down and do that, knowing that somebody's feeling that, it's just not something that I want to be a part of doing. Yeah. And I'm also very competitive and want to win. So I'm going to say something mean. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, and I'm the guy, I'm self-admitted. I'm the guy who goes too far. I'm the guy, you know, Patrice was like, Bobby, you're fat. And I was like, I heard your mother's sick. And he was like, what? You know what I mean? So
that's how you're supposed to be a fucking nuclear weapon to a fly.
Yeah,
one of my jokes last week was about how the person was going to like die horribly alone and that no one will ever love them. You know?
Who are you talking to, Zach?
Guy. That was Guy Branum.
He challenged me. Yeah, it was Branum.
Really?
Yeah. Eventually we are going to resolve.
Oh, my God. Who? You guys blow each other after?
Mike? Yeah,
Zach, you guys are going to roast battle?
Eventually. We were supposed to do it, but it got canceled. So.
I agree with Mike. I think it's oversaturated in this market now, like because it's a weekly
thing. It
went
from nothing
to places.
Yeah, I think a monthly would be a lot better.
Yeah, monthly would be great.
And it doesn't work if you don't know the person. You have to know,
really
well.
You know what I really do like, though, is like you said, the theatrics that go with it. The wave.
The people's wave.
That was what I enjoyed the most when I did it over at the Stand.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were going to be in there. They got up and they do this funny little skits at 30 seconds.
The funnest one I ever saw was a guy had a turban and he spun around and
blew
he
up the
ran,
World Trade Center.
Well, he ran into one. He ran into one guy and the one guy toppled over onto the other guy and they both fell down.
Oh, God.
It's the funniest fucking thing.
We did one at the Stand and where was it again? Where did I do it?
At the Stand.
At the Stand.
You did your album there, right?
Yeah.
Can you
it's
say
the
hot
new club?
Bobby, where is it?
Can you say the name when you don't work here yet?
Like, it's a great club,
right?
Yeah.
But
I love clubs.
Josh Carter kid did it.
Oh God!
And he was
Black
getting
Joker.
Beat up so bad. He left the room.
Yeah.
He walked out of the room.
I've never seen that.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Boston. I thought he was going to hang himself.
Hang on a second. Who was this?
Josh Carter's his name.
Josh Carter, and he got that.
Imagine if the Joker was black.
He was
literally.
Did he go against?
Which Joker?
Corey Rapond was his name.
Just
the
like
guy
classic,
he went against.
Like 1950.
Oh, really?
He was getting knocked around so bad, and he's like trying to read his jokes. He could barely get them out. They were horrible.
All right.
And then we
and then the judges fucking cream him,
oh,
too.
Oh, we went into him. Yeah. He's got big teeth. I was like, somebody go put a sugar cube in your palm and get him to nuzzle up to it and bring him back downstairs.
Well, that's the thing, too, is I remember we were doing
that's
it.
Funny.
Ari was...
You know what's funny? I watched that battle with the other founder of the show, and he was like, "We've been doing this 2 years. I've never seen someone walk off stage."
Oh, it was so sad.
But like when we were doing it, like Ari was really getting into like you stink on that and that. I'm like, dude, isn't this supposed to be fun? Like that's some. I mean, like some crazy. I thought it was getting a little like relax.
Yeah, but people can also throw it back at the judges if they want, and no one's doing that.
Yeah, but it's
like,
because it's hard to throw back when you're a fucking brand new comic and you see some guy that might
that's
be
able how you fucking make it, though, man. You take the risk and, you know, sometimes you bomb, but
that's
you
how
fucking
you make it because you look like that. What do you,
no, but you
have,
at least
all you have is stand up.
There's so many people who
Aaron might be a romantic lead in like a Scream 7.
But I'm fucking sick of like people who are like considered good comics because they never fucking take the risk and actually bomb and put it out there.
I think there is taking the risk is definitely that. I mean, that's why I hosted it. I was like, fuck it, let's do it. I did it twice because I didn't want to fucking. I did not want to be involved.
Judge,
I
wanted.
I just want to go home, and I knew I was putting myself out there to get fucking whacked.
Yeah.
But and it's, you know, you're sitting there going, can I be funny on the spot with other comedians because they're really funny fucks.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's like
I,
to me like when
I get it
when I look at like. that tough crowd clip of Dat Fan getting shat on by like Patrice and Voss.
I was actually there too. But
okay,
I'm glad I stood out. Like I stand out on my own show.
Yeah, it's like a 2 minute clip. You're barely in it, I guess. But the thing
I'm not a risk taker.
The moment where you can see where it's like over for him is when he just takes it, and it's so sad because like even if he fought back and it failed, at least he tried to fucking fight back and he didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. I do. What you're saying? I'm sorry to move the camera.
It's hard though when you're a young comic, like you said to like if Bobby Kelly.
What did I tell you?
Hey, mate.
You've got to bring everybody calendars.
Where is she from now?
Bring a calendar.
You look at the great new comics and it, like someone like Che who did rise so fast, and it's like I'm fucking one of you. He doesn't care, and that's how you get there.
Oh yeah. It's true, I guess. But I don't think that's how you get there. I think Michael Che is a very talented guy. He's good looking. He's what the industry was fucking dying for, and he stepped in. He's interesting, sweet guy, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm one of you. Fuck you. I mean, it is. I think that is a part of it. But
speaking
you know,
of that,
Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Doing these roasts. I'm sorry. You go. Baba, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
Look at January.
They don't have roasts
beach.
In Australia. They have Barbies. Yeah. You know?
Go ahead.
Just because
I am definitely.
The picture of February is a plantain tree.
What is that?
A plantain tree
will
that'll kill you.
Fucking hang out with soda for like a day?
I live in Australia. Chim chimity, chim chimity.
No, go ahead, Kelly.
So, talk about like someone like the Che thing. Do you remember the guy that you had in here a few weeks ago, the Australian Aussie guy, Ronnie Chang? Mm-hmm. Do you remember he was in for like 30 minutes?
He came with
the Asian guy.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah. He's very funny. Yeah.
He's on the Daily Show now.
Yeah, okay.
So like he.
Oh, that's great. Good for him. Yeah.
So like he had that kind of same thing where started in 2009 and just fucking boom, all of a sudden unknown here got picked up, and he's the sweetest guy.
Awesome. That happens though. That happens in our business.
Yeah.
The opportunity just meets these right there. Mm. Look, we need this guy. You did this. I met you. Bum bum bum. Mm-hmm. Some guys have to spend 20 years clawing their way from the fucking ditches.
I also think if I was a younger comic, like when I first got to the city, I would probably do the roast battle to make a name for myself and get into rooms.
Yeah.
I think that's something.
I would do it, but I would never do it against someone I didn't know because I don't know how to write jokes about
anything. Like,
just stop right there.
Walk into that line.
Jesus, you guys are turning this into a fucking roast.
The fuck kind of people are they?
But I'll fight back. She just gets off the phone. She's got the fucking plans. Jesus.
But I'll fly back. I can take it.
What do we got in the chat room?
Andrew Ventry says, could Aaron be any worse at accents?
Yeah.
Yes
he could.
Yes. Barely. I'll work on it. I'll try and watch you.
He did 23 horrible accents in one night and broke the world record.
Documentary about it.
It was actually 25 sets, Mike.
Oh,
25, not 23. Read the whole article.
You made a mistake, Mike.
Sorry, I was converting it to American sets.
Go ahead, what else?
Someone else says, I'd like to see a roast battle between Zach and Mike Vecchione.
Why?
I'd like to see a penis battle between those two. See, I'd love to see Zach hold them down.
Well, Zach has a sword.
Wow. Where is it? Yeah, let me pass it.
Oh, come on.
Actually, try
Pierced.
To hit it.
It's a sword. He'll win.
Oh, my God.
Vecchione's a roast battle beast.
Yeah, he...
Yeah.
You know, talk about a guy that's prepared. That guy's fucking...
Well, that's the thing is that, I have a hard time writing my jokes. It's a process. Like I'll think of a funny premise, then I'll just bring it on stage and I'll work it and talk about it and try to get as relaxed as I can with the anger or happiness or joy, whatever thought that was, and then keep going with it. And it's small and then it gets very big and then I tighten it up. And by the time it's a solid chunk of my act, it's fucking great. And then I add words and little blah, blah. But, to go and write jokes that you'll never fucking use again, it's not making you a fucking dime. It's not doing anything.
It can, though, like I said.
It can. Well, how?
If somebody sees you, you get hired to write on something.
Hang on, how?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got it. I got work from it. Like I said.
Yeah, you. But you are that guy. I'm.
But there's
I'm
other people. Fucking, I mean, the Comedy Store. There's people that have been passed from it. People who have opened for headliners because of it. So yeah, but it does.
For me, I'm talking about where I'm at.
I know. I
you know what I mean?
What
it's
saying.
Like I'm on a fuck. I'm here and I'm doing that. And all right. But I think it is. If you can. If I ever agreed to do it, I would have to go through that anguish of fuck. You know, I remember, look, when I used to do the fucking dumb roast over there, I used to panic. I remember panicking for fucking a week.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrifying because you know the thing about roast, too, is because it's almost like science where there's enough, like, hateful energy, even if everyone loves each other, that at least one person has to bomb. It is, like, fact. I've never seen a roast where everyone kills because it is, like, physically not possible.
But here's the thing, too, that hurts about roasts. Is that someone's gonna say something that you didn't know they knew.
Yeah.
Like your teeth, or your fucking smell, or your fucking hair, or your wife. They're gonna bring out, they're gonna say something that you knew, but you didn't know we knew. Yeah. And then they're gonna say it, and everybody's gonna laugh, and you're gonna realize the whole audience knows, and you're gonna like, I thought that was my secret. You know
what
I mean?
And now that it's on YouTube, the whole world knows.
Yeah. It's a fucking, it can be a, really, even if you don't want to get hurt, it can still not hurt, but fuck you up.
Well, the battle is different in that you're so in your head trying to make sure that you've got your next joke that you're not even... Like, people will always ask me when I do it, like, so what do they say about you? And I was like, I don't remember because I was so fucking worried about what I had next.
Yeah. I look, man, I don't think I'm into them because I just don't have the fucking time, but... I did enjoy it when I was over at the thing.
I like
and I
judging.
Saw it over there. What's that?
I like judging them.
I like judging. It was cool. Yeah. I had a good time. And
yeah,
I,
you saw the Racine Chaplin one, and that one was great.
You murdered.
Yeah. They're good friends, though. That way.
Yeah, that
worked.
Was what was awesome about it.
Yeah. And
that
even the
pig
one,
joke that Racine had was one of the best roast jokes I've ever heard.
He's awesome at those jokes.
Yeah, I mean, the wall was great. Those fucking... I mean, when you make it an event like that, it's great. Speaking of events, the 26th of this month... We're doing this show live. Two very special guests. And then this show will be already out. I don't know what the fuck's happened.
This comes out Sunday.
Not this Sunday.
This Sunday.
We have another Sunday. Aren't we a week ahead?
No, we're
not
a week.
Anymore.
How
do
we get
week?
Fucking...
Because
no. Of last week. I have a show that I'm putting up this week.
Oh, you're
this
doing comes the out one next, from the festival?
Yeah, I'm actually putting up the show from the festival with Brian Posehn, Al Magical...
Rob
Mayu and Arthur Simeon. Yeah. I did YKWD live up in
Toronto,
JFL 42. It was fucking awesome. What a show at the comedy bar. So that'll be going up next week. This will be coming out after. So there you go. 26th Village Underground, not downstairs, the lounge. It's gonna be fucking cozy as shit. We're gonna have a great time. Upstairs, go to ComedyCellar.com for your tickets. If it's not up now, it will be, but it's going to sell the fuck out. So if you want to go,
we have special guests.
We have Dan Soda, we have Joe List, regulars.
Ooh.
We have Deepu, we got Lauren, we got Scopo, and then we have two very special guests.
Mm.
So there you go. And I'm not announcing it, but there might be a wrestling theme. And then we're going to have a comic couch. We're going to have a comic couch. So you guys want to come down, any comics, and you guys want to come down, there's going to be a couch. You can sit down with a mic. It's just going to be a hang. It's going to be a fun night, and it is going to be live. And Deepu's going to hook it up. We just brought a brand new camera, right?
Yeah, we got a fancy-ass camera. It's going to be a crazy-looking show.
And I think we're going to start doing live shows a lot, man. So we're going to start putting this motherfucker... We're going to take it to the next level. I know this is live. We're going to start doing live shows. I got a couple cool things in the works, and maybe just not mine. So there you go. We'll see what happens. But listen, man, we're gonna wrap this up. I gotta take a shit. This is what happens. Every morning I wake up, I have something to eat, something to drink, I gotta poop.
Yeah.
Even my kid goes, poop, poopy, daddy poopy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like clockwork, man.
It's normal.
Well, it is for some people. My wife will go 19 weeks and then just she'll be gone for an hour.
That's abnormal. It's abnormal.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, it's the opposite of normal. Yeah.
All right, Captain Obvious. That's what I'm saying.
Do it in a voice. It'll work
Oh,
better.
You should get up.
That's abnormal. Is it
there? Poop. Poo-pourri, by the way. I am they're not a sponsor of the show, but if you
want, you take shits and you live with a girl, get poopery.
Where do I get this?
You get it. You can get it at the hardware store right over here by the Comedy Cellar. You spray it in the water before you go poop. So the poop goes down. It covers the top with beautiful poopery smell.
Come on.
No, it's allowed us to forget half the jokes today.
It's it's fucking awesome. Poopery. You don't have to know your wife even takes a poo.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Shouldn't you smell
the
it?
The internet, because a pun can be a business.
Shouldn't you smell it, though, so in case you smell something really wrong, then you know something's wrong with you?
No, like not everybody has ass things. Problems like you. Kelly has a history of ass problems.
She fucking shits beef jerky.
I just got anal fissures.
Who could smell shit and go, yeah, there's a problem?
She has this problem where she takes a shit every time she goes on stage. I
mean. Exactly.
Hey-o! And I walk out of the room.
Go back to your own country.
My plug-in?
Too many rose
battles. I just love seeing that to white people. Just like
Mike's in rose battle mode all the time.
Yeah, Kelly, how do you... Verzi brings up a great fucking point.
What?
What do you... You take a shit and you're like, oh, I think I'm low on iron, mate.
Someone's lacking B12. I need some B12.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, forgiveness. I am Aaron Burr's Russian accent. Oh, I have been stuck for many a century.
Many apologies.
Oh.
I can do Russian. I can do a...
I can't, but it's not good.
Yo, this motherfucker Chinese. I'm Chinese. I'm Aaron Burr's Chinese accent. Excuse me.
It's a black
I sure do like
now.
Some cake.
Oh, I love it.
This has been a fucking crazy podcast. Oh, shit. God damn it. You fucking suck.
I'm really bad. I got to research accents. Him. Yeah.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall at one of your auditions.
Yeah, can you work out at something other than your abs for once?
That's a good point.
Mike! So then, is it? I'm not fucking Jeff Ross. I know I look like him, but stop.
Can I write for you, please?
All right. That was
what
Jewish.
Was
that? That was Jewish a little bit.
That was not
can
Jewish.
Can I please?
Do your black. You got to do your black up. Accent. Where's your black accent?
Dig up, stupid. Dig up.
Oh, motherfucker. Wow. Oh, I can do Jamaican. I can.
Wait.
What the fuck?
Why you?
Jamaican with Tourette's. That's Haitian. You fucking
blood clot. With a blood clot. Whom y'all think you deal with now?
That was pretty. That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's the only one I can.
Hey, can you do me? Can you talk like that all the time?
Sometimes Kelly Fostuka. Sometimes Kelly Fostuka take a poo and she don't know if she ate enough lettuce.
That's on the verge of Chinese.
Such calypso dishonor.
That's Japanese, you fucking monk.
I fucking love these accents. These are great. I'm really bad.
Verzi, do you do any accents?
No, not really.
I can do a pretty decent Caitlyn Jenner.
All right, go ahead.
I'm just trying to understand who I meant to be as a woman, you know?
That's not bad. What do you got, Zach?
I got nothing.
Nothing? What happened to you, man? You were fucking having a... You shut down emotionally. You all
right? I did. I'm having a weird thing.
What happened?
I'm on my way to a funeral.
When?
In 20 minutes.
Who died?
Jesus.
I didn't want to say it. One of my buddies.
Sorry, dude.
Oh yeah, and I just got a text that my friends are outside and it freaked me out.
Oh shit,
buddy. If you
sorry,
buddy.
Oh no, I can. I they're there.
So that's
for
why
me,
you dress like a gay pimp.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to a gay wedding. I'm going to a Puerto Rican funeral.
Do you take out the cock rings when you go to funerals, or do you leave them in?
They would have wanted it that way.
Hey, hey, buddy. Listen, man. Thank you for being so honest and open and you know funny today. I'm sorry about that. You got to take off. Give you plugs right now. You can take.
Oh no,
off.
They're around the corner. They're fine. They're having coffee.
You sure?
Yeah, totally. I'm sorry to bring the show down. I apologize.
Well, yeah, you're fucking yeah. Jesus Christ, having fun. You're just staring off into the distance, trying not to well up.
It's the one funeral where they bring out the casket to let the bodies hit the floor. All right,
I like that. Bandana.
That's a good reference.
Yeah, but you know what? It was a good reference, but none of them hit. I think it's, you know what? I think you swung a lot, but you fucking hit a lot of
singles.
Oh, I know. I'm
triples.
Yeah. But I talked about that.
Taking the risk.
Yeah, you gotta take the risk. Yeah. It's fine.
It's what I learned at Roast Battle.
What is that? Who's that? You're gonna do fucking.
That's his Haitian accent.
You can't even do a people. You're gonna try to do individuals?
All right, let me try it.
You have any original accents? You have any original? If you do an.
No, I can't do them at all. That was just an attempt.
I can do Artie Lang. You know that, ready? All right. I got Mike Lawrence on the show today, and he's this fucking Paul Verzi's here. I got this fucking guy who's sucking dick in college.
And then you just stab yourself nine times.
Yeah, then I do heroin and I want to see Lawrence tits more than fucking cake.
20,000 followers, I'll whip it out.
What did you say?
20,000 Twitter followers, I'll whip it out.
It was 10,000 before.
Is all right. Shut up, Chris.
I'm trying to get it lowered.
No, we get
one tip for 20.
I want more followers on YKWD, not yours.
No,
oh, I thought you
YKWD.
Oh.
No. YKWD. No.
If you if you follow YKWD at YKWD on Twitter. Lauren, at 20,000 followers, will fucking show us your tits.
Just one tit.
And blow me.
The good one or the bad one?
The good one.
Yeah.
The higher one.
Which one is the higher?
I think right this one. Yeah. Okay. Not
Kelly,
on the left.
You guys are lucky she's here, because if that was me having to do that, you would get nothing.
We'd lose a lot of followers.
Yeah, it would be. It would just burn itself to death.
No, mine are becoming like raisinettes. They're just.
I already know she's
like
got.
18, 22, 20.
What does that mean?
You can
just
have it.
Gravity hits.
You have saggy titties?
No,
we all do,
but
mate.
They're coming. They're around the bend.
Yeah.
My God, can you start just saying that you give head and you love
this
dick?
You guys gotta go to a funeral and we just start with the tit talk? What the fuck?
I'm sorry. All right, listen, let's go around the room. Zach, what do you got, buddy?
Follow
besides
me,
a funeral and a shitty shirt.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Zach is not funny, and check out my new movie, Return to Nukem High, Volume 2. Coming out in January, me, Bailey J, Ron Jeremy, and Lemmy from Motorhead.
Did you fuck anybody?
Just the extras.
Nice. Zach, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Again soon, all right?
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, can you come back on when you don't have a funeral?
Yes.
Thanks. You really fucking just went off into a... You were at the beginning. It was amazing.
I know. I really petered out on you.
That's all right,
buddy. I'm sorry about your friend, man.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah. I'm sorry about your friend, too. really?
I feel bad. Yeah.
Right, what do you got, Mike?
MikeLawrenceComedy.com and my podcast, Nerd of Mouth, is on Cave Comedy Radio every week.
Awesome. One of my favorites. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you. Callie for Stoops.
Hey, mate.
What do you got, Baba?
You can go to my website, kellyforstoops.com.
Stop moving those little fucking T-Rex hands around. They're so small now that your arms got bigger.
I know. My arms are huge. they're huge. Look at that. Anyway.
Let me see.
Look at that. They're huge.
They're not that bad.
That's where all my weight went.
Oh, my God. I remember when you were... Look, I'm the
I
one to talk,
skinny.
Baba.
I remember.
You know, I've been fucking thin, too. Yeah. So, you going to get it back, or are we done?
We'll see. I want to get it back, but it's pretty hard to get down to that skinny, you know, like, to maintain it. I maintained it for a while.
Well, you got anal fissures, so it helped.
Yeah, I was really ill. That's the only way for me to lose weight.
Just slice your ass all open again with a box cutter.
Pipu just pulls one out.
I'm leaving him.
Malachala, Jews.
All right.
What the fuck was that?
God.
Was that Indian and fucking?
It was Jewish with a mix of some sort.
That was Jamaican and Pakistani. Fucking.
He threw in a little West Indian with a Jew.
Holy shit!
You fucking suck.
So bad. Scraping at the bottom of the melting pot. The impressions of Aaron Burr.
Great CD title.
Can you grab Dan's voices, but he can have your body, and then there'll be like a perfect man.
Dan really does have a fucking, just a cartoon body. Yeah. I could draw Dan, no problem.
KellyFitzgerald.com. I'm going to be on tour in Perth, Adelaide, and Melbourne at the beginning of the year. And I have a podcast, Get Your Hand Off It, if you want to come
with
listen.
What is it called again?
It's called Get Your Hand Off It. It's an Australian term. It's an Australian term that means back off.
of my fishes.
Why you just?
Well, you got to listen to a podcast with subtitles.
Why don't you just say back off?
Because right? Then that's too aggressive. I need something that was just in the middle of. Like,
look, they're gonna ooh. Listen. They're gonna listen to one episode and get the handoff. And so don't worry about it. It's actually you giving them advice. What's up, Aaron? Besides going to the gym and eating right, what do you have to say?
Bad voices.
My book launch party's at the Stand on Monday the 19th.
The Stand.
At the Stand Comedy Club in New York City.
Guys. You get two more stands and that's it. All right. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
What's your favorite Stephen King novel?
Hey, when you're at a bus stop, what are you doing?
Sometimes I'll sit, but other times I'll stand.
What are you not supposed to do when the seatbelt light is on a plane?
Don't stand.
What?
Get it out.
Your ideas are like my accents.
Oh, Jesus.
Brand new show on Hulu. October 30th, 24-hour rental. My book, American Etiquette, is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and my CD, Comedy Coltrane's, on iTunes. Aaron Berg Comedy.
All right. Shitty accents. And you can hire him for parties to come in and just ruin fucking
confuse
fun.
Confuse people.
What do you got, Verz?
You go to my website, paulverzi.com. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, @paulverzi. And, yeah, man, buy the album. It's doing well. Night at the Paul Verzi, Night at the Stand. It's available iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and Google Play.
Check it out. Verzi's kicking ass right now. Everybody in this room is fucking kicking ass. I really appreciate you guys coming on. We got Lauren. What do you got?
Just @LaurenCabrera Twitter, and come to the Village Underground on the 26th.
26th, man. Live show. What do you got, Scope?
Hey, if you want to come and sit in on this show, email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
I thought we were supposed to have girls in this week.
No, they're coming to the live show, actually.
Fuck.
Also, if you want to send some stuff for the studio behind Bobby, just send it to 117 McDougal Street. That's the Comedy Cellar, care of Robert Kelly. Just email me, though, first, and just tell me you're going to send something.
Yeah, so you should get Kelby stuffed and put him back there.
Fuck.
That's fucked
They're
up.
Waiting for that.
fuck. All right, check it out. Yeah, if you want to send something, all the stuff behind us right here is from fans. So if you want to have, you know, send us something, the Bill Murray photo, the Andre the Giant, the fucking cat, everything is sent from you. If you guys want to send us stuff, put it up behind us. We're trying to fill this this beautiful wall with stuff. He gave you the address. Just send it there. Let's Chris Scopo know. Deepu, what do you got, Bubba?
I got nothing. You can follow me on Twitter @R2Deepu and check out the YouTube channel.
Stop saying you have nothing.
Hey,
you
Bobby.
Bring it at the, it's like, yes, 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 and then you're, I got nothing. You're being anticlimactic.
I got a loving family, a name nobody wants.
Bobby, I got a website now.
What is it called? Guys with big asses?
Bigbirds.org.
Stick it in my fucking butt.
JoeList.org.
It's called Need a Ride to Your Headlining Gig?
Does anybody need a ride though in here? Does anybody?
Almost an MC?
Yeah.
Credits include George Washington Bridge, Holland Tunnel.
Jesus Christ.
I got Waze.com.
What's your website name?
It's just my name, ChrisScopo.com.
All right, ChrisScopo.com. Go check it out.
Dude,
all right, what
you
do
guys
I got?
Are fucking brutal. What do you got? Yeah, you suck dick.com.
No, that's Zach.
That's my site, yeah.
What do I got, buddy?
Oh, shit.
You're going to be at the Albany. It's not the Improv.
That's
right?
This week.
This weekend. Yes, yeah, so yeah,
right. If you're listening live, I'm at the Albany Comedy Works Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Joe List is in town at another shittier club. I don't know where that is. And there you go. What 15, else?
It's the 15th, 16th, 17th.
Yep.
23rd, you're going to be in Ridgefield, Connecticut at
Ridgefield
Playhouse.
Are you with us? On that? No, me? You're not. Stavros and Joe List are on that.
Oh, thanks.
sorry, dude. I'll get you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's cool. Oh, then you're going to go to the JFL 15th anniversary tour. You're going
big.
Back to Canada. It doesn't say where, though. I don't know.
All fucking over. From Hamilton to Vancouver and everywhere in between. It's 15 shows.
Yeah, that's the. Wow. It's from the.
Me, Cristela, Alonzo. I forget the other two guys. They're Canadian guys. They're fucking hilarious dudes. Cristela's fucking hilarious. It's an incredible show, and I can't wait to do it. I've done it before. Oh,
it's the 5th to the 28th of November.
Yeah, it's, I mean, every night in a different place. It's a hustle.
You have a great time.
It's a fucking grind. So I can't wait to do JFL. If you so here's the deal. Check it out. Make sure you follow all these guys and make sure you buy their stuff, go to their shows, and tell them that you heard them on the YKW Dude podcast. And go to Netflix and five-star my shit. Go to my shows. Go to RobertKellyLive.com and check out all my shit. And there you go. That's it, man. We will see you on the 26th live. And you guys are the best fans in the world. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.